Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there joining me live here in the forum tonight. It is Sunday night, September the 29th, 2013, and you're live in the remix. Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to let you know that the chat room is open. And if you're out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, you are certainly free to come on over and join us in the chat forum. And to get into the chat room, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, T-H-E-R-E-M-I-X. And it's going to get you right in the chat room. The Remix family is there. Esther, the other Remix host, is there. I believe Sister Munya is as well. And the rest of the Remix family is in the chat room. Kalimar is in there. Erica's in there. Oh, wow. Original Titan. And so many others are in the chat room right now getting themselves situated. So feel free to come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to the remix. We are so glad that you're here and you're listening in tonight. It's Sunday night. Lots of things been going on this weekend. It's been a real kind of sexual weekend, I guess. All kinds of things going on out there in the world. Feel like a little bit of Marvin Gaye tonight. But just peace and greetings to you guys out there. So glad to have you all in the chat room joining us here tonight in the remix. If you're a guest, all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom. Sign up. Tell us who you are, and come on in. We would love, love to have you in the forum. You can also call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. That's the number to call. If you're calling from an international country, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you right in to the remix. So peace and greetings, everyone. Glad to have you here in the forum tonight. And want to say welcome to everyone joining us here. You guys know we did the show on Friday night, which was amazing. Of course, me and Esther did that share together. And it was so much fun just hanging out with you guys and doing what we do in the remix, as always. It's been a busy weekend for myself and many of you guys, too, especially those of you who are self-invested, and to those of you who have become self-invested this weekend, just want to say welcome to you. We did self-invested, and we began to just started getting ourselves. We kind of had like an open house to get ready for the mastermind that's going to be going on the whole month of October, along with myself and Brother Bilal. We'll be doing the mastermind series for everybody who's self-invested. And it's definitely not too late for you to become self-invested. Self-invested is where you're actually able to invest in yourself. And we have classes that run a whole year cycle. And we have brothers and sisters from all walks of life who come in and share their life's work. and they share it to us in a very, very up-close, unique way so that you get it. Learning about subjects, all kinds of subjects, numerology, anything in the occult, anything about magic, anything about healing, anything about anything that you can think of, we have those classes. And we have them not only just for adults, also for children. We have all kinds of things. All kinds of things. And we have classes for all kinds of things over there that's coming up. And so I want to invite you guys, if you want to know more about it, check out the show notes here. Self-Invested is going to be there, and you'll be able to send an email to question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com to find out more about coming self-invested. And it's a wonderful thing, and everyone who's self-invested has really, really just been loving it. And we've certainly in love you guys' energy and everything that you're bringing to the table. So we definitely can't wait until the month of October to get that kicked off. Welcome to the remix, everyone. So glad. I see you guys on the phone lines as well. Well, tonight I'm going to be doing some readings, and we're going to be talking about shining light on the underworld here tonight, and we'll be getting into that. And so I'll be doing my very best to connect with the other side. We'll be talking about spirit guides, about how to become more present, and how you can become a medium for yourself and others, because that's important too. Been getting lots of visits from the other sides, lots of ancestors coming through. This is really that time of the year. A lot of ancestors do come through for many of us, if they're not already coming through all the time. But definitely, you will start to see things in the media. You'll start to see little articles here pop up. You'll start to maybe even connect with some of your ancestors as well from time to time as they begin to come through, or even just some of those who have crossed over to the other side. It always puts a smile on my face when my ancestors come through, when anyone comes through. You know, that happens a lot when I'm doing the reading sessions. All of a sudden, one of your loved ones or someone who's close to you will pop up and sort of kind of send a message and give a message. And so we'll be doing that here tonight, too. And we'll talk about that because it kind of works a little based upon your energy. So we're going to be getting ready to get into the share. We're going to give some international shouts out. So I definitely see all of the international listeners who are listening from all over the world. It's always a joy to have your energy and to have you guys here and to have you present in the remix. So peace and greetings. I want to remind everybody that the Know Your Magic audio workbook is available for you. And you know that that is an audio workbook of over 4 hours, really going into every modality, from everything from DreamWorks, how to get naked with yourself, how to release your cosmic orgasm, and really just how to learn how to read your own energy. To be able to do that. That's available for you. It is something that I had so much fun working on. Like with all the projects that I work on, I had so much joy. So much of what I've learned on my path and journey, and that has been shared with me from the unseen world, and all of those things have been put into that. And I love it when I get email from you guys every single day of someone who downloaded or has the Know Your Magic audio workbook and have been working with it on a consistent basis, and just seeing how much it's helped you evolve yourself and change back into your true authentic self and raise your frequency and vibration. It's brought a lot of healing, a lot of togetherness, and a lot of love. And that's always a wonderful thing. And don't forget, it's Sunday night, so orders kind of get ready to go out for the Kym deck, as we call it, the KYM deck, which is the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic deck. And the deck that has been around the world and back again. And don't forget, if you have that, many of you have the deck and you work with it on a constant basis, I want to remind you to go over there. Make sure you leave a comment. You know, www.msblue, as in the color, BLU, blast, BLAST.com / cards, CARDS. you can go there and you can see where hundreds of brothers and sisters who have the deck have left their comments and shared their stories, and you too can share yours about working with the GEM deck. So, it is just good to be in the remix tonight with everybody. Had a pretty busy weekend. How about you guys? It's a real busy weekend for me. Baby Blue had her homecoming, and that was nice. You know, her homecoming dance. You know, this is her senior year in high school. So that was fun. So I got to hang out with the girlies this weekend and do all of that girly stuff that we love doing. She had so much fun doing it as well and looked so beautiful. I couldn't be more proud. And so all of those really, really good things that we're going to do. We're going to get ready. We're going to get into the share and talk a little bit here as we get ready to get into the share. I was uploading a song that really I vibe to here. And I really want you guys to be able to vibe to it, too. I hope, I really, really hope that the song got uploaded. Because I want to play it. I do. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. Joining you here live in the form. Fooey, I don't think the song uploaded. Huh. We'll have to try it again. Let's see. Let's see if we can get this to upload. But we're going to be listening to another song as we wait for this song to upload. And we're going to be talking about connecting with the other side. And I know many of you would love to. Connect with your ancestors on the other side. Grandmother, my grandmother Rosalie, always comes through to me. And she gives me kind of like dating advice and love advice. She always shows up for that. And it's so funny when she shows up and tell me things that she does. It's always funny because she's always so right. She's always so on point. And, you know, she definitely was a woman with so much love and divine love that she shared all over the world. But she definitely showed up to be able to show me anytime I needed to see something, particularly when it comes to those relationship things. She's right there to say, check it out. I want to show you something so you can get your mind right, so you can be prepared for it. So all kinds of beautiful things are happening out there in the world with our ancestors. And so that's going to be my goal tonight. We're going to be shining some light on the underworld tonight and doing that. I'm going to definitely do my best to do that. And then if you guys have any questions, this is the time to do that. One of the things we'll tell you, a lot of times we may have had somebody who passed away in our lives. And as you know, it's sort of a transition for some of them that go to the other side. One of the beautiful things that I've seen from the work that I've done and the thousands of readings that I've done and just really communicating those spirits that are out there, that are ancestors, friends, those who have passed themselves on, is that they really, really love checking in on you, your loved ones do. They really do. They know what we're thinking, they know what we're feeling, right there kind of loving us to check in on that, sometimes what happens, yeah, I know I need to be submitting just a little bit. I'm trying to upload something. Bear with me. I'm sure you guys can figure it out. I'm sure you can. And one of the things that happens is that you really have to raise your frequency because you're lowering themselves, really make themselves seen. And a lot of times what happens, who you want to come through, who you're just anytime in a state of desperation or that's somebody you desperately want to come through, a lot of times that's the person that doesn't show up. Because of that. When you do get the line, if it is one that you do want to contact or maybe just have a question, we can do that as well, too. I want you to really, really, us here, because we deal with so much of earth playing, our energy, and I've talked about this before on the show, is kind of like almost like country music. It's real kind of sad. You know, the dog left me. I'm all alone. You know, no one to talk to. You know, I'm down on my luck. No, that's how our frequency comes across, if you could see it as music. You know, it's kind of that real down home. You know, it's kind of that Natty Cole or I'm Catching Hell, that Bobby Blue Bland, you know, that kind of music. And whereas if we were to kind of take that frequency and look at the spirits of those on the other side, they're more like smooth jazz, you know? They're kind of like smooth jazz. Their rhythm, their flow, their vibration is just kind of like smooth jazz. That's how it is. And so you definitely want to raise frequency, because it's kind of hard to kind of drop down to that Kravitz level, you know, where he talked about, I cry. You know, it's kind of hard. It's kind of hard to reach you when we're dealing with those kind of things. You know, once we're no longer in our physical body and we're on the other side, and we don't have to deal with things like rent. We don't have to deal with all of the emotional things like losing a job or, you know, paying bills or having breakups in relationships or, you know, just having pain from looking at things in this time-space reality, then it really changed the game a little bit, a lot for those on the other side. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. And then we're going to come back and we're going to get right into the share. Yeah. I think we are.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
yes, definitely. Wanted to kind of start off with that song called Clocks by Kat Dahlia. She's a young sister kind of doing her music and really kind of doing it in her own way. That's also the song that I played by the young sister that played the tune, You Say You're Gangsta, but that don't impress me much. Y'all remember that show? So, yeah, that's what it definitely is. Yeah, she made some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful vibes and beautiful tunes. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and today we're going to be talking about shining light on the underworld. And the reason that I say that is that today actually is one of those days that is dedicated to the Greek god Jupiter. And of course, we know Jupiter is connected with the sun, that energy. Today is also connected with the ancient Kemetic god Ra or Re. And that energy is still a lot of the energy that is on the planet at this time. You know, we recently went to the sun in one of the shows that we did, the show with Brother Bilal, and we did sun meditation that was there. So lots of sun energy coming online right now that has a lot to do with what's going on now. Yes, I'm waiting for this other song to upload. I'm so sorry, you guys. Hopefully you can hear me clear. We're going to be listening to another song, and then we're going to get into the share. Yes, yes, yes. So here we go. Here we go. I want you guys to be getting ready. 646-662-2711. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, but we're going to listen to this before we... I think it's almost done. Yay! I know, you guys. I'm sorry I'm breaking up. I really want to upload this song, though. I really do. I think it's done. I think it's done, and I'm so glad that it is done. International shots out. Go ahead and get a big shot out to Israel listening live in the house tonight. We have Saudi Arabia listening live in the house tonight. The UK is in the house tonight. Canada is in the house tonight. Barbados and Jamaica is listening live in the house tonight. Australia is listening live tonight. Amsterdam is here listening live tonight. We also have Japan listening live in the forum tonight. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Parts of South Africa listening live in the house tonight. Guyana listening live in the house tonight, as well as all parts of the United States. And I know I have forgot. Indonesia listening live in the house tonight. We have Australia in the house live tonight. And we also have West Africa listening live in the house tonight. Kenya is in the house live tonight. So welcome to all of you guys out there listening, no matter what part of the world you're listening from. If I forgot to say what country, I apologize. Don't send me hate mail. I love you. And we're just so happy for all of our international listeners who's out there listening in the forum for us here live tonight. And so, again, remember what I said. We're going to get ready. We're going to talk. And as we talk, if you guys have some questions, we can cover those questions too. One of the great things is that we're moving into a time where you will not have to particularly have anything special to do to connect with our loved ones. You'll be able to see people physically walk out of their bodies. And I've done that, and that's been pretty cool to see. So we don't have to leave our bodies being sick or being killed or having some sort of disease or any of those things. You could just physically, we can get to the point, we have gotten there, where it is time for us to transcend ourselves and we can literally just walk out of our bodies. You'll be able to see that, be able to see the spirits and see them as they walk out of their physical body. We haven't evolved ourselves to that point. But you still can be able to tap into that frequency, especially when it comes to your ancestors and all of those. Yes. So I want to just welcome everybody in the forum tonight, and just glad that you're here. Just bring in just some beautiful energy, raise your frequency, raise your vibration. As we get ready, I'm going to do some readings here for you guys. I got a song listed now, so I'm really happy about that. We're going to actually be listening to that a little later, and we'll play some other music as we get into the share here a little later in the forum. But until then, we're going to go to the phone lines and just see who's on the phone lines here tonight with everybody in the house. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, and so that we know that you're there. And we'll go from there. So we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Debbie. I'm calling from Georgia.
Okay, your name, did you say Debbie from Georgia?
I did.
Okay, greetings to you, Debbie from Georgia. And are you looking to connect with someone tonight, or you're just calling in?
Well, sure, yes. Let me tell you a little bit. I had a dream a little bit ago, and it was of a young man that I knew as a younger child, but not personally, a younger cousin of mine. We're more so friends with him. Mm-hmm. And he showed up in one of my dreams. And what was so funny was that he came, I connected back with him maybe in 2010, and he was a friend of another coworker. And so I got to see him again, but he passed away in 2010, and now he's coming to me. I didn't even really know him, you know, directly.
Right. Yeah.
But I had the cousin, I just lost a cousin in June, and both those were the two that were friends.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, why was he coming to me?
Right. Well, sometimes that happens. A lot of the times that will happen is that sometimes it's not somebody that is really, really close to you. Now, I know that when your cousin passed away, that was something that kind of hit the family pretty hard, and it was very unexpected, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And so a lot of things about that. Now, when your cousin passed away, can you hear me okay? Because I'm getting some feedback from you. So I'm not
sure. I can't
hear
you.
Okay. When your cousin passed away, it took him a long time to kind of get himself acclimated. And really what happens is, and I want you to kind of, so you can follow these events. A lot of times before a soul gets ready to, or a soul gets ready to leave the human body, there actually is sort of a committee. You can look at it this way. That kind of works on the other side. And sometimes that committee starts setting up that party 4 years before the soul even makes its transition. So
wow.
Imagine that party is starting to come, and they're getting ready. They're preparing for you. And so his friend, because his friend had already made his transition, his friend was there to really kind of help guide him. And his friend is still there, sort of kind of help guiding him and bringing him through. He had a difficult time because of the damage that was done to his body. He spent time in a healing tank. And inside of that healing tank, he was able to really see large parts of the family, of other people in the family that has the light. You're a conscious sister, but you have other people in your family that are conscious also. And so he was able to kind of see you guys, even though he didn't connect with you yet, you know, but he was able to do that. And so it is his friend who's sort of kind of bridging that gap and kind of helping him to understand. Now, in a perfect world, some souls do leave their bodies and they go to the other side, and they're able to rid themselves of everything in this physical reality. And so they do become more enlightened. But that doesn't happen for everyone. It doesn't.
Okay.
And for your cousin, it didn't happen to him. In fact, he had so many things that were unfinished for him. And so he really still is having a difficult time trying to manage what went on and what choices. But through your consciousness and through his friend, he's able to sort of start to see where he is. And so this is the reason the friend is coming to you. But your cousin will eventually come to you. Just kind of relax, you know, because you carry a lot of emotion about that. And rightfully so. You get what I'm saying. But know that his friend is there as sort of kind of let you know, kind of preparing you a little bit more so you don't be in too much of a shock when you see him.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and also the other thing for you, Debbie, I'm really just going to tell you what I'm picking up from you. There is a group. There is a soul group, and actually I'm a part of this soul group too. And one of the things that we do as a soul group is, and this is indirectly, you are doing this time and don't know you're doing it, and you may be somewhat aware of it, but we actually help to heal people who have reincarnated themselves back to help them make other choices in this life. And so that work for you is a healer. So however you choose to do that expression, whether you choose to get into something of energy healing work, that may be it. It could be even through counseling and just helping people and really helping them find the joy, because that's what you do. When people come around you, they feel happy. They love your energy and everything. And really what you're doing is helping them heal indirectly. That's a big part of work here on the planet. And children play a big role in that for you.
Wow. Wow, that's really a coincidence that you say that, because I'm really looking to have a career change. And I'm also being kind of like a liaison for the youth ministry at my church. And I've really been struggling on whether or not, you know, this is actually, you know, where I'm being led to. And it's not just because I've been around children all my life.
No.
So I'm really trying to make sure that I'm doing, you know, what I should be.
Yeah. Well, I will definitely tell you, whatever path you decide to take, that's a big part. And really, it's about helping those souls who've reincarnated. And of course, we know children, especially these children that are here. And it's really giving them the opportunity to kind of make different choices than they did, so they don't get caught in the same pattern of before. A lot of these children haven't had a lot of experience on Earth, and so a lot of them, believe it or not, you will find them in places of the church. But here's what I want you to know. I don't want you to become disheartened if you start to work with a lot of these children, and as they grow up, they move completely away from the church, because that is to be a big part of what you help them do in making other decisions. Does that make sense?
It really does.
Yeah.
It really does.
Powerful. Very beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. That was really something. Because in that same dream, it was actually a door that I went that I had opened when I saw the young man, and I was wondering who was the other person in that room.
Yeah, that was
and
your
now that we're speaking, yes, yes, and I kept questioning on what that is, and then it was actually another door, and it was my mom, and it was two babies on the bed.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
And I'm like, okay, all right, different doorways to different things. I'm like, okay, what is this? What is this? Well, the more we talk, the more it's coming.
Yes, beautiful. So that's definitely work that you can begin to do, and really just know that a big part of that is for you to do that. You may even look. I know sometimes what you'll see is you'll see almost like a gray mist around people, and that gray mist is really, if it shows up for you, and it may show up in a different color, but it'll be something sort of a grayish color, a silvery kind of color. But you'll know it when you see it. You'll know it. And you'll know just by talking to them and just really kind of opening them up to other things as they make choices in their life and continue on their journey. So beautiful. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, peace and blessings. Hold on. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 804. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Rahul Bhatt, this is Khonsu. I'm calling from the northern neck of Virginia.
Okay, Rahu, back to you. Haven't heard that in a minute. Kansu, good to you. Good to hear from you. And so what's so for you this evening?
Well, I kind of have two questions. You still there?
Of course I am. You said you kind of had two questions, or you got two questions?
Two questions.
All right, go ahead.
Well, the one is about previous life experiences.
Mm-hmm.
A lot lately, especially within the past few months, I've just been really getting these strong intuitional urges about previous life, a pretty recent previous life that I've lived in. And, well, I kind of just, I felt like the more I verbalized my feelings and expressed them, kind of like put it out into the universe, the more intuition and these more feelings were coming to me that kind of just really like reassured these initial mm-hmm. feelings that I've been having.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it's been really amazing to me. I was just wondering if you could offer some insight into that in general. And I don't know, maybe a personal experience that you've had in recalling previous life experiences.
I sure will. I do that all the time. I share it all the time here. One of the things, and that's one of the things, because I do a lot of past life readings, and in many ways, and often in the beginning when I first started doing past life readings, people would say, how will I really know that this is a past life for me? Well, you hit on one of those things that is really, really key, because of feelings. That's going to be a key thing for you. And some of the things, you're not going to be able to deny them. You're not going to be able to say, this is just a coincidence, or what are the chances of this sort of thing happening for me? Past life recall is happening more and more every single day. There's cases in the media where there was a young girl, I had posted this on Facebook a few months back, where she was going to school every single day, and she was dressed in a completely different outfit every time she went to school. And she and her mother sewed these different outfits, and a lot of them were from the early 1800s. Some of them were from the early 1700s that she was putting these different outfits on. Typically, there have been many books and many case studies that have been done of children who've recalled past lives, even some instances where they have been able to go back and find their own families that they were a part of during these past lives. So past lives is very, very real. It is. The good thing about it is that we are not our past lives. And that is a great opportunity from us to learn from a soul level of us coming back and being able to have this. These things that are happening to you at this time, I call it kind of like a DNA explosion. So this is more of your ancient DNA coming online for you, pulling these
Absolutely.
Up. A lot of the past lives get activated, and so you can see this, is through a lot of different things. Sometimes they can get activated through trauma. Now, we know trauma can bring on kundalini energy. It can bring on past life occurrences for you. And then some of the things are also things that we haven't figured out, or things that we haven't finished. You understand? So the soul really doesn't see one life. Maybe you were in Spain, another life you were Africa, and then another life you were a Native American. The soul doesn't see that. The soul sees it as one continuous story. I know for me that I've had several past lives, and I have been able to recall quite a few of them. At this point, I'm going to say most of the people that I know, and I've done
right.
thousands of these readings that I've done readings for, has had more than 100 past lives. Now, here's
right.
The key for it, it's at certain times of your life, these markers start to come back online for yourself. So those feelings are really giving you indication of those markers. Sometimes it could be that your soul group is doing a movement. Now, you may not even be connected with your soul group at that time, but that soul group is doing some work together. And all of a sudden, you come in contact with sort of a rush of it, and you say, wait a minute. I don't know. I'm feeling this kind of way today. A good indication I always tell people is take a look in the media. Take a look worldwide and see what's going on. I remember once I did a show here, and we went back to the early 1800s, and I took people on a vision quest. And through this particular vision quest, there was a sister called in, and she said when she looked down at her feet, she had shackles on her feet and all of different things. And a lot of people describe their clothing of wearing this overall set, like a grayish blue jumpsuit, and they were inside this barn or building. And even though they were from different parts of the world, I got tons of emails, they all were in the same location, indicating again that that was the soul group. We travel in many different layers of our individual soul group. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when it comes to you tapping into your past life, we all tap into it. It's about the acknowledgement. One of the exercises that's great to do is to think about some of those clues. We can find those clues in foods we eat. Maybe you have a particular liking to a particular type of food from around the world, and maybe you like a certain kind of culture or whatever. These things are not coincidence, and the word coincidence itself means something that is coinciding with you, meaning it is something that is connected to you. So all of these things are just sort of confirmations for you that you lived in that past life. I would say that the beauty of that is really to be able to take that and be able to bring that energy online as full as possible. Sometimes it's as easy as listening to maybe some music during that particular era, or eating a particular food, or going into a meditation and taking yourself in there. You know, these things to bring that energy back online. And then it really just kind of is an indication that at this time, your soul is trying to complete itself. It's trying to become completely whole and filter out all of the distortions of what's happening. Particularly for you, someone who's reincarnated with you several different times has been your mother.
I feel definitely this isn't just my first reincarnation, but
And who's reincarnated with you quite a bit is your mother. And you can just look at that relationship.
That was my second question I was going to ask you about my mother.
Yeah. You and your mother, actually, you have reincarnated. You guys have been brother and sister before. You have been both brothers before, and you have been both sisters before, and you have also been married before. And so when you start to look at the relationship between you and your mother and how that relationship is, I know you know, you guys know each other too well.
Yeah, my mother actually passed away 8 years ago.
Well, definitely your mom is coming through very, very strong. To be there. One of the things, let me ask you, what was going on with her foot?
With her what?
With foot, her feet, her feet.
She had gotten really, really, really weak and become kind of immobile. And I was young. I was just coming into adulthood. Really, I was like 17. And she really needed me to help get around a lot, and I don't know, nothing really in particular about her feet really stood out for me. I had to help her walk a lot, and
okay, so that's what it was. Well, I know that there was one of the things that your mother is constantly telling you is that she sees that.
I remember, not to cut you off, Miss Blue. I remember my mom always saying, "I got my feet from her."
Well, maybe this statement will make sense, because the main thing that she is saying is to tell you that this is not hereditary, because somehow you believe that there's certain things you must do so you don't end up like your mother.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? So she's saying that because actually what happened is she started really falling kind of ill when she were 12 or 13 years old. That's when it really started to set in for her at that particular time. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so the other thing your mother is saying, okay, so wait a minute. Do you have another brother?
I have an older half-brother from my father. Wow, gee, this is all kind of coming together. Yeah, from my father's previous marriage, who's no relation to my mother, but he's actually in the BVIs right now, which is where I think I was. I think I was in the British Virgin Islands and Jamaica, especially in a previous lifetime, but traveling a lot.
Yeah, well, she's bringing him up, saying that you two need to stay connected.
That time when my mother married my father, he was around 12 or 13 years old when they first met, and they had a real close friendship too, because he didn't live with my father and my mother. He lived with his mother, but at the same time they were real close and they hung out a lot.
Yeah, well, she's definitely making acknowledgement of him at that particular time. And then also, what because I see that there was either just recently some big celebration, did somebody have a birthday or something? Because she's kind of telling me either getting ready for a celebration, somebody's getting ready to have something go on.
Yeah, my sister graduated from med school and just got a house in Baltimore.
Okay. Well, I know she's saying it's some things to celebrate, and she is acknowledging that she does love her children. She loves all of them. And who has the picture of her before she got sick? There's a picture in a kind of gold frame. Who has that picture? Is it you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do you have an altar set up for her?
I do. I'm looking at it right now as I'm talking to you. Yeah.
All right. Well, she, you know, that does her heart well. She's touching her heart, and she said that does her well. She's very proud of you. She's very proud of all of her children, she says. She says for you, she's very, very proud of you. She wants you to stop worrying so much. That's her biggest concern, is that you worry too much and that you shouldn't be worrying. She wants you to go on and live your life because she feels you're not living your life and maybe doing that. There was something. Who just changed jobs? Is that you two?
I lost my job. Yeah, I just lost my job and had to make some real serious decisions in my career to take on some independent work myself, opposed to, to being employed by someone.
All right. Well, she said that's good because you were stressed out too much. You needed a break from that, and this is gonna work better for you. So she's acknowledging she's kind of glad you lost your job or changed jobs. She said she's glad you changed jobs and that this you should use this time to really kind of relax yourself some and really just to enjoy life more. To make sure that you do that and stop worrying because everything is going to be okay and that she loves you. So there you go. All right. Beautiful. I am so glad that you called in and glad that your mother was able to come through for you, but she's there with you. So definitely you want to stay connected with her. She's there. You have the altar there. And she acknowledged that because that's what they do on the other side. They will bring up something specific for you and you losing your job and talking about that and just your brother and all of these things of past lives that are there for you. Very powerful. You're a very intuitive brother. Keep working with that energy. Beautiful.
Right on. Thanks so much, Blue Towel Hat.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Right.
Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool. See, Mama's is always checking in on you no matter what, telling you all kinds of things. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from private number. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings. Namaste. This is Queen Mother Goddess Opulence calling from heaven. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm calling from Earth. Peace and love to you.
it's so wonderful that we can have this intergalactic communication.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So what's good for you tonight? What is good for you?
You know, I'd like you to tell me what is good for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you just want to see where you are at this particular point of journey? Is that the question? I really want you guys to really kind of, participate in that for me there.
Any ancestral information would be well received.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, let's see. I see a man that is standing close to you. I feel as though he is, interesting. Feel as though he might be kind of like a husband or lover who's passed away.
Okay, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
More lover than husband, but
okay. I'm gonna say. Let me see if I can give you more of a description. Kind of tall, brown skinned brother, bald head, and he has a tattoo. It looks towards his neck or shoulder.
I'm feeling a living being opposed to someone in spirit, although we have a strong spiritual connection.
You
but
said
I'm not placing anyone that has passed over or ancestrally.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like somewhere in his 30s he might have made his transition.
Okay.
Somewhere, he looks like he could be 30-something plus years old. And one of the things that he's doing is he's carving something with a knife in his hand. So I don't know what he would have done with that, but he's carving. It looks like he has something and he's making something with his hands and a knife. He's made his transition and he's near you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, told that it maybe something will come to you. A lot of times, who we want to come through is not. But I do see a lot of ancestors around you, quite a bit of them standing all around you. And interesting enough, some of them look like they come from different places, like maybe different land masses. It looks like quite a few ancestors from here in America. I know where you are, and some of them look like they come from somewhere else and they're standing by you. And also there is a woman. Has your mother made her transition?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is your mother. And your mother is sitting there, and sitting next to her looks like a young child that may be 5 or 6 years old. Did you have some family member of a child to make a transition?
I actually can't recall anyone on that particular age at the moment either that I'm aware of.
Yeah, it looks like a child by her. It looks like a pretty young child that could be close, but it does look like she appears to be your mother. And actually, she's standing on your right side, and this gentleman is standing on your left side next to you. So I'm not sure, but again, he looks like he could be in his 30s, maybe mid to late 30 years old, that is there for you. Yeah. They're all kind of celebrating you at this time. You've entered sort of a new phase in your cycle of life here on the planet Earth.
Well, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
To be celebrated.
Yeah, yeah. And really where you're kind of coming into that phase that I call the new beginner. So this is you sort of kind of venturing out and doing things that you haven't done before. It looks like, over the last couple of months, there's been quite a few things going on, I'll say, over the last couple of 6 months. Lots of changes on a personal level for you. Can you identify?
I definitely can.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you're getting ready to come into the phase of new beginnings. And this is when you have the support of all of your ancestors and spirit guides that are with you to support you in these new ventures and these new things that you're going to begin to start doing. Right now, there are ideas that you've kind of either had in your head and some you've wrote down in some of your books tucked away in the back of the closet. But it's time to kind of pull them out and start working on them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So no worries. All of the Zulu Union in your energy is going to settle itself completely down for you. And you'll be able to do some things. I also see... your mother is holding also in her lap a book, and I guess it's your book that you're writing. Have you finished yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, your mom is saying she's waiting on you to finish the book because actually she's gained so much of consciousness from you, and she's excited about the book, and she wants to know when you're going to finish it.
All right. Well, I'm working on it in the best ways that I can, Mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's beautiful.
While I was waiting, and the gentleman before was talking about past lives, what came into my mind was a strong desire for, I collect baskets from all over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a love for baskets, for things that are woven in that kind of way. I mean, it's incredible, and I like to collect a lot of different things, but the baskets stand out. So anything you might get around that, I mean, sometimes I say, oh no, I can't have this basket, you know, but hey, I am drawn to them, and it's incredible. Uh-huh. Baskets, wicca. Things of that nature from various cultures.
I will tell you this. One of the things for you in a past life, interesting enough, is that you had a past life in Peru, in ancient Peru, and you were a part of a weaving group of the weavers who made baskets near the rainforest. Incidentally, you may even find that you don't like to wear a lot of clothes, and that's because you didn't have clothes on there.
Okay, that's interesting. There was something else that I wanted to ask you. Oh, in terms of the person coming in from spirit, and my feeling, the gentleman, that. It's correlating to someone that's on the earth plane. Now, does it happen that, you know, there's a wires crossed is the best way that I can
well,
say it?
I will say this. It doesn't happen that wires cross, but I will tell you this. I would like for you to check on this gentleman and check on his health and see how he's doing. Sometimes I'll tell you what will happen is sometimes I can see people on the other side, but it is a couple of years before they actually make their transition. I'm certainly not saying that is 100% the case, but I will tell you just based on me working with that, I've been able to see that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there are some connections. The age is different, but, you know, there's a lot of similarities to someone who is going through some health issues.
Yeah.
So I will do
yeah.
that.
definitely check on them, because, you know, also, and I know you know this, you're also a healer as well, too. You may want to start doing some distance healing work, even from a distance. You know, sometimes we can really help those that we love and that are close to us, even without coming in contact with them. But really check on them, check on their health. Because I see him. And sometimes when I see people and they kind of flash in and out, almost like you're watching Star Trek, I know that that's sort of their soul's hologram showing me where it's pulling them. It doesn't mean that they necessarily go there, but there will be gateways that will be open for them. And if they choose to walk through them, that will be there for them, because he is definitely very close to you at this time, which is an indication of where his spirit is calling out, you know, from the spiritual plane. Yourself also, as another one of the healers who came to the planet to really help those who've reincarnated find another way to heal themselves. So it's an honor to have you guys call in.
It's the same, Miss Blue. It's an honor to receive the words of power, of Heka, from you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, definitely. Well, get that book done so you can come back and share all those goodies with us, because your mama is holding it in her lap. And she is really holding on to that. Yes, Esther, many of you guys have that Peru Amazon connection, because Esther, too, one of her past lives, Kalimar as well, another sister in the remix, and then, of course, yourself, but and definitely the God Rainwater as well. So lots of, but you definitely was a basket weaver. And as you were saying it, I actually seen that in your record. And so your love for baskets go very, very deep, and you can. And if you haven't already been doing that, use your basket to charge all of your energy with anything that you have. So even if it's clothing, if it's food, if it's some of your tools that you're working with, to take them and put them in the basket. And really begin to just really bless those baskets. Boy, I bet they carry some energy.
I will do that. I will do that. I'm very blessed, like I said, to have I have quite a collection, and probably will gather more before it's over with. Thank you so much for my beloved the information on that, because that's gonna cause me to, you know, I've got my hands up now and.
Beautiful.
Sending that energy, so much love and appreciation for your, as I said, your words of power, Pekka.
Well, thank you so much. Peace and blessings to you. Peace and blessings.
Okay.
Oh, that's beautiful. Ashe, beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 414, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, Remix Family, Original Titan. Calling from
Milwaukee. Greetings, Original Titan, calling from Milwaukee.
All right. I'm calling to find out, since we're talking about the underworld, I have an altar set up for my parents, too, that both of them are, you know, passed on. And one of the questions I have is, the stuff that I put out for them, are they happy with it? Do they want me to cook for them? You know, little stuff like that. I want to know if my mother, been feeling this, you know, and sometimes I think I, you know how you think you hear your mother, and in your mind you talk to her, but then you think to yourself, is this really true, or is this just me thinking, you know, want to, you know what I'm saying, want to talk to her.
Yes, and that's certainly understandable. On so many different levels when it comes to connecting with our loved ones and, you know, wanting to really have that connection and wanting to have it in such a beautiful way. One of the things I will tell you about your mother passing is she actually knew she was going to pass away, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she
your mother...
She told me that you're not going to live forever either, she used to tell me.
Yeah, well, she knew that. She was very much conscious of that, and she was very aware of that. And she really, really said she did her best to definitely prepare, you know, everyone around her to know that she would be sort of kind of doing her work and making her exit there. As far as what you're doing for them, the number one thing, spirits really don't care to that degree. Now, your mother is not one of those people who are stuck. She's not stuck, although she's there, and she says sometimes she has to put her hand over her mouth at some of the things that you're doing, but 'cause it's completely different from her spiritual beliefs, but she's learned a lot from you. The other thing is that your mother said that you constantly struggle with trying to make her proud, and she wants you to know that she is completely proud of you and she loves you, and there's not anything special that you need to do for her to basically be on your team. But she was a very firm woman when she
yes.
had her strength. She is one of them dicks that did not play. When she said, sit your ass down,
yes.
sit down.
Yeah,
she's letting me know, like, hold up, Ms. Blue. She's trying to check me. Hold up, wait a minute. But she's a very, very firm woman, and she did that because she knew exactly what everybody needed to survive and to be able to carry themselves on what their work is to do. One of the things that your mother is constantly she's saying is that she wants to tell you that she's sorry.
Well, I'm telling her I'm sorry too, you know, because
yeah.
my mother was a very, very feminine, beautiful woman.
Yeah.
And out of all of my siblings, I'm like her splitting image, and I'm not, you know, feminine and stuff like that, you know. So I always thought that I'd let her down for that, but
yeah. that's
you
what
know, so.
She's saying she is just so proud of you, and she says she is truly, truly, truly sorry. You know, she is truly, truly sorry, and she actually gets joy in seeing a lot of those things. She said, in fact, a lot of the things, a lot of strength that you had, she didn't have that strength. She didn't. And so she can see, she celebrates in some of the strength that you have to just be through the things that you have been able to carry yourself through. The other thing that she's telling me is, do you have a sister or brother who passed away?
I got a niece that passed away.
Okay. Well, maybe
at 14.
Okay, well, maybe that's who she's referring to, because there's someone, but I really can't see them. Their back is kind of turned a little. So I don't know.
I got all my siblings, but my niece, she passed away from heart failure at 14.
Okay. All right. So this could possibly be her. This could possibly be her next to your mother. But your mother is up. She's moving around. She's healthy. She's able to do the things that she wanted to do. And she loves everybody. She checks in on everybody. But she says to you that she is definitely very, very sorry. There's nothing for you to prove to her. She's excited for you. She's your biggest cheerleader. In everything that you're attempting to do. And she said, don't worry, she got your back 100%.
I appreciate that, Ms. Blue, so much.
You
know what? I don't want to take up all the time. I just got one more question about my past life.
mm-hmm.
Because I know I have a reading coming up with you in December. That thing's so far away.
December is not, you've waited all the time. December is not far away. It's not far away at all. And trust me.
It's only one little bitty, tiny question. No, it's real tiny. It's just about feathers. I mean, it's just not a fetish or nothing like that. It's just that I like feather pillows since I was like a little kid. And one day I dreamt that I was an Indian making headbands for chiefs. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, can you see me? Was I used to be an Indian or whatever?
Well, I will tell you this, that definitely if you have that connection, those are some of the things of how you will know that you're connected definitely to your past life. You will definitely know that. You like feathers and you were able to see it. I would say yes. You know, the average person has had over 100 past lives. I talk about that a lot in the sessions, and I have so many of them coming up. But I could see you working. I could see you being Native American. I could see that.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Well, appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. You will have your reading in December, and we'll go in depth into the Akashic Records and take a look at those things. All right. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 61. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 661? Can't hear you. 61748? Okay. Next caller. Next caller calling in from area code 240. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, it's Amanda from Maryland. How are you?
Okay, I'm wonderful. How are you? You said it's Amanda from Maryland?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can. You're kind of coming a little bit in and out, but I can hear you.
All right, hold on one. Can you hear me now?
I can. Greetings, okay. Amanda.
Greetings. I just have two questions. One is about a close friend of mine, who passed away suddenly. She appeared in a dream of mine in which it was like I was down in a basement somewhere, and she told me to get on the elevator, but it was also another classmate who was in the elevator with me as well. But that dream has just been there. And she also visited me in another dream as well, because I was like running through a train station. And I don't know, she was like pushing me to keep going and navigating me through where I had to go. So I'm just kind of curious about her and why she, I don't know if she's connected to me or what's that all about.
Yeah. Well, sometimes what happens when souls go on the other side, particularly those of us who have gained some light, what they do is they come back and they find light. So sometimes it doesn't even have to be somebody connected to you. I know for me in my crazy world, like sometimes spirits show up for me because they know that I talk to spirits. Like I don't have any connection to them. You know, that kind of having one foot into the unseen world and one foot kind of here, you know, between the two worlds. And sometimes that happens even with people that you've been close to. What I'm really seeing is that in high school, there was a situation where you guys have a conversation and talk. Either it looks like it's outside of a classroom or outside of a bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense when I say that? That you guys talked to each other or connected somehow? There was a connection. Not a very strong connection, but a connection. I don't know if it was in mm-hmm. the bathroom, leaving the bathroom, coming out or whatever. And she was able to see your light.
Mm.
And so as a result of that, she's there to sort of kind of give you that inspiration to just keep pushing on. Now, who I do see close to you, it looks like a gentleman. He looks like could be an uncle. Does your father, or maybe this is on your mother's side, looks like an uncle. He could be on your mother's side who's passed away.
Do you have any idea? Did he look like age? Is he older? Did he recently
pass? No. This is an older uncle, and he looks like he could kind of be. He's an uncle, but he could almost be a granddad to you. He's an older gentleman. He doesn't look younger. He looks like he's a pretty middle aged man. looks he was kind of losing hair a little bit.
My grandfather, my father's father. I mean, my father's father's father.
Well, no.
My great-grandfather.
No, this feels more of an uncle. So I don't know if it's a friend of the family or somebody close, but that's who's next to you, really, really close to you. So it kind of looks like it could be. I mean, just think about it, because sometimes, like I said.
I know someone just passed away. They called him Uncle Roosevelt. That's what they called him. I know he just passed. He's an older gentleman.
Okay.
He was balding. He was dark-skinned.
Okay. This is him. Kind of receding hairline. His hair was kind of going, because that's the main thing he's pointing at. Like, you know, my hair.
Yeah, because I just happened to see an old video. He was at my grandmother's 70th little birthday celebration that my mom threw for her. And that's the only person that could stand out, because I just found out through my mom that he just passed away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know him like that, but I just remember he stood out of all of the the people that we saw in the video.
Well, here's the thing. You don't have to necessarily know. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to necessarily know, but like I said, with, you know, just for your own confirmation, for some reason he stood out to you. Yeah. He's definitely really, really close by you. Did you recently move, or are you about to move?
Yep, I am.
Okay. Well, yeah, this is him, because he's confirming, and that's what spirits do on the other side. They kind of give words, so it will kind of dismiss any kind of thing of guessing or don't know what's going on. So he's telling me that you're moving, that you're getting ready to move, and he's showing me the luggage and the boxes and all of this. So he's participating in that, and he's kind of taken the role for you as your uncle. As your uncle, because secretly he was in love with your grandmother.
I knew it. Okay.
Did you know that? Yeah.
I don't know. I've always had these weird connections. And I ask questions to my parents, and they act like they don't want to answer my questions, and they don't know. I'm like, y'all know.
Yeah, this is why he's definitely around you, because he was just so in love with your grandmother. He just adored her. He loved her to death. And he said, of course, he's going to stay around the family. And of course, he's going to be around you to really kind of help you. You have some concerns about where you're getting ready to move?
Yes, I do. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know, this feeling wise, I feel uncomfortable moving there, but I know that I have to go somewhere. I can't stay here much longer. I really have to go. So I'm a little apprehensive. I'm actually staying here for one last night in my place. You know, it's probably nothing in here, but I'm like, I'm just going to stay one more night and I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, definitely a couple of things I want you to do when you get ready to get to your new place. One, he can assure you that you're going to be fine, because he's there. You got your uncle with you. He's definitely on watch for you there. But the other thing I want you to do is I want you to, once you get ready to go in, I want you to bless the place. I don't want to take a lot of time here to tell you about that, but go back and download those feng shui shows I did and just kind of clear the energy out. The other thing that I want you to do is I want you to kind of, when you're living out of the place that you're in, I want you to kind of tell spirit that is in that place to stay. You don't want it to follow you to a new place.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
And I feel that.
Yeah. Just,
so, okay,
just,
that's what I mean.
But you don't even have to do it in, you know, just tell them, hey, look, I want you to stay here, and I want you to just love whoever else comes in here. And when you get to your new place and you welcome it, introduce yourself to your place. Introduce to the spirit. Let them know your intentions of coming there and how you want this to be a place for you to nurture you, to help you grow and prosper until you move on to the next stage in your life. Incidentally, I don't see you staying there for a very long time. This is kind of a temporary place for you.
Because that's what I told them. I'm not going to be here long.
No, you're not going to be there long. The most 3-4 months, and then that place that you've been dreaming of, that's going to open up for you, and you're going to be able to move in there. But what I want you to do while you're there is I want you to let the spirit in the place where you're going to know that, that you're here temporarily, and you want to make it the best place, and you want to make it so that anybody who comes there after you, that they really are in the space where they can be nurtured, their vibration can be raised, they can be safe, they can be healed. Anything that you need to occur can happen in that place. And you got your uncle there. He's so sweet on your grandmother. He, you know, he loves the way that you kind of favor her. And you remind him of her when she was younger. So, you know, that has a lot to do with that, too. So, yeah, that's why he's there.
Okay. Yeah. Do I have room just to ask that last question? It's kind of small. It's small.
Okay.
Go for it. So in my hindsight, I guess that's the way I can describe it. I keep having this feeling, though, about my older lady, dark hair. I just don't know who this lady is. I've been asking my dad, does he know?
Well, this older woman with dark hair that you're actually seeing is you in a past life. But you haven't come in close enough to zoom in close enough to see that that is you. That's why the picture is foggy. Every time you get close to her,
she
moves further away. That's you. That's you tapping into your own past life there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. This has been confusing to me because I'm like, who in the world? Like, what? What? Like, what do you want?
She's a beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman.
Yeah,
and
that's what I keep saying. I get good feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous.
You know? It's you seeing yourself in the past life, and you're a gorgeous woman in this life, but that's you in the past life. You know, what I want you to do is the next time that she comes up, or whether it's in a dream, try to focus on her clothing and focus on the lamp mask, and then you're going to be able to see where she is, and then you'll be able to put the pieces together. Yep. Great job.
That's what I needed. Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome.
I was foggy.
Peace,
thank you.
You're welcome. Beautiful. Oh, that is so cool. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 410. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Ms. Blue. Sean Banks calling from Baltimore.
Okay. Greetings, Sean Banks calling from Baltimore.
let me see my question. First of all, let me ask you, how many spirit guides do I have? And the other question is, the last time I went to the place I created when I meditated and visited my ancestors, they were all crowding around me. It was like a celebration. They were saying some information. Now, I won't say it wasn't clear to me. It may just haven't been revealed to me yet. But I just would like to know, you know, who's with me? What is it that they want me to know right now? Or should I be?
Okay. Well, currently when it comes to your spirit guides, right now you have about 10 spirit guides that are with you. And I'll just tell you, because there's so many different ways to interpret this, Sean. But I'm just going to tell you my way. When I say spirit guides, I'm not necessarily talking about your ancestors. That's not who I'm talking about. I kind of see them a little separate. Some people kind of put them all together, and that's cool that they do, but I just want you to know. So I see 10 spirit guides that are around you, and whenever I see, 10 spirit guides, they're really here to really show you about being open to receiving. When I take a look at your energy, I see a lot of your energy outside of your body. Let me see if I can explain this. I see some of your energy outside of body, and particularly outside of the left side of your body, which is about receiving. You see? And so you're kind of the give giver, but it's very hard for you to receive.
Right.
So what that receiving is coming in, somebody giving you a compliment or somebody saying something, you know, nice about you or maybe somebody giving you some information. It's hard for you to receive.
Right.
So your spirit guides are here really to help up, open up to that, being able to receive, you know, so that you can not deplete yourself by constantly wanting to be on the end of giving, 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 giving. And you can be in the place where you can be open to receive, to let things in, to let them come in. And come in of the way where you can actually be in the place that you're receiving it and you're conscious of really kind of receiving that information. Yeah. So that's as far as your spirit guides that are with you. Now, as far as somebody being around you, actually I see there is quite a few of your ancestors that are there, but I kind of see some of them that are kind of stepping themselves up to come up front. And I see a gentleman, and this is kind of a pretty tall, kind of skinny, mean-ass man stepping up front. Yes.
Yeah. I was going to ask you that. That's my grandfather, Rufus, my great-grandfather. And he came to see me when I was young, and I got scared. And
well, I'm like the little kid. I'm a little scared right now.
Yeah. His nickname is Smokey. He's the one they say I look exactly like. He was
Smokey.
He's a very
Smokey. A little scary. Smokey.
Yeah, okay. That's him.
Smokey is, let me kind of, I'm like, wait a minute, who's this man? Smokey is, he's a very, he's a very disciplined brother. Like, this man was so disciplined, and he did everything by the rotation of the sun, meaning he got up at a certain time every day, like, he went to bed at a certain time, like, things he did, he's showing me that he did them based on the energy of the sun.
Right.
And he said the number one thing that he's kind of trying to communicate with you is that you are not disciplined.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes a bunch of sense.
Well, don't feel bad because he's telling me I ain't disciplined either.
No, and it's funny that he would say that. It makes perfect sense because, a lot of the things that I'm, seeking to be disciplined in, I always think about him in certain mm-hmm. situations because I say, that's exactly the same thing he was doing, what my grandmother would tell me anyway. And so that's powerful information for me. I appreciate that.
Yes, well, Grandpa Smokey, he was a ladies' man, too. He was ladies'.
Oh, yes, he was.
Oh, yes. Because he got a lot of honeys with him that made the transition. They all around Smokey.
Oh, my goodness. That's crazy.
Yes.
One thing that's funny. Huh?
Go ahead. Yeah. He's still talking.
His daughter, my grandmother, we were at my uncle's baby shower, and she said, you had a cousin that passed away, and when I looked in the casket, he looked exactly like you, and I always never made the connection, but when he read his whole name, his middle name was Mason, which is my grandfather's last name, and there was a story about how his father was there, but he never left, and they kind of put two and two together that day.
Right.
But yeah, my grandfather, he loved the lady.
Yeah, he did. Papa was a Rolling Stone. That's his favorite song. Papa was out there. Yeah, Papa's something else. But he said he really, really, that's his biggest communication with you, is to get a little bit more discipline, and you'll be able to accomplish those things and start looking at, instead of looking and watching time, start doing your things based upon the sun. He said a lot of things he did was based upon where the sun's energy was. So, for instance, how you get up, he used to let the sun wake him up. He knew when to get up. He knew all all of the things because he did it based on the movement of the sun. I know we talk a lot about the movement of the moon, but, you know, even in the show Brother Bilal did, we started telling guys about the sun and the power of the sun. So really start looking into those things of the sun. But, yes, he is the one. He's the main one that stepped forward.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he ain't no joke.
No, he's not. And I appreciate it. All of this information, I needed it.
Yeah. By the way, did you name one of your children after him or something?
I didn't name any of them after him. I always think about his name, though. I didn't name any of them after him.
Somebody, he's saying either you call them name or they're named after him. I don't know. He's making reference. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. My son Caleb, who looks exactly like me, I wanted to name him something else, but his mother overrid me. My son Ali, I gave him my grandfather Melvin's middle, gave him his name. So I'm not 100% sure. Maybe he's speaking of the future, I don't know.
It could be. It could very well be. But he's saying that there is a child somebody named or calls him something after him. But he acknowledges that. It's a pretty large family. And he acknowledges all of his children and everybody connected to him. And he definitely is there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there you go. All right. All right. Peace and love.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful. Oh, wow. They are coming through. We're going to go to the next caller calling you from area code 96. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Heil calling from Cali. Peace, Miss Blue.
Peace and greetings. Peace and greetings.
Oh, my goodness. Great, great, great. I've been trying to get in touch with you for the last few weeks since Bilal did the show.
Oh, okay.
And this is going to probably lead up to letting me know what's going on around me. He did that diatonic scale about the do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. And
yes,
he built the hidden, the high. And that basically, you know, the root of my name, Hio, which I found interesting. And then he did the T, okay? So I went to bed that night, and why did I have a dream about, this is really the first time I ever had a dream that I actually saw letters, a name written, and read it out. And it was, what I saw, it was like a T-I, and the name Tina. It came to me, the name Tina came to me. But what I saw, she lay, it was a lady, I couldn't really make out her face, but she laid out a jacket, and it was orange, and on the collar, you know how they write names on a collar when you're little, you know, the way of the collar, but this name was written, like, going up, like north and south, and it was El Sayon, and I have not found that name nowhere. And I've been,
what's the name?
El Sayon, I seen, and it's spelled S-H-A-Y-O-N. Trying to get the meaning of that. I'm pretty, you know, I'm making sense of the orange and, you know, the coat and whatnot, but just that name. And maybe that's what's going on around me at the time, you know, just seeing what you feel, you know, off that.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
Yeah.
One of the things I want to ask you, has your mother made her transition?
No, my father.
Your father,
my father has. Yeah.
What about somebody who is like a mother to you? Would have been a mother figure. Maybe your grandmother you were close to?
Like the only family in California. My mom moved away from her immediate family pretty much, but still close touch. My grandmother, she passed years ago. Had an aunt that just passed like last week, but we weren't as close and whatnot.
No, this wouldn't be an aunt. This would be somebody who would be like a mother or grandmother.
mom's mother, but I wasn't really close to her.
Okay, so let me ask you, when was the last time you talked to your mother?
Shoot, recently, pretty much every day.
Okay, how's she doing?
She's good. She's good. She's pretty healthy. She's up on everything. You know, I like to share a lot of information, you know, and keep it going, as in, you know, about health and, you know, prosperity and whatnot. You know, sharing insight on, you know, something new that I know that she didn't grow up with.
Right.
And, you know, just a lot of sharing going on.
Mm-hmm. And let me ask you, how's her health been? Because she was actually kind of sick for a minute.
No, not what I know. Pretty much she's been in good health.
Okay.
I get a lot of messages from my pop, but it's really not. I mean, one time he came through, and you know, he was telling me to make sure I let her know about certain information I came into at that time. So
that's what I would definitely tell you, to keep doing that. You know, any kind of information that you get, you know, pass it on to your mother. And, you know, because she really depends on you more than she lets you know.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's like I pick up on a lot of the things, what you do, how you do it, and kind of, you know, on a parallel with you. So I just wanted to get your view of it, if I'm missing anything.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you're not, I wouldn't say you're missing anything. I think you're in a really, really great place, and I'm glad you called back again to share that with us. The number one thing that I would tell you is, you know that your mother depends on you more than she, like I said, more than she's letting you know. And, you know, a lot of times she doesn't let you know that she does worry about you. You know, she worries a lot, you know. And she wants to make sure that you're okay, that you're good, and that you continue to bring information. Every time you bring something to her and she sees that you have done something different or you've accomplished something, you know, that just makes her, that makes her joyful. She's happy for that. She's happy to see you clean, and she's happy to see you sober. She's happy to see you functioning on your own. Those things really light her soul up more than she'll ever tell you.
Okay. Yeah, I've been getting that real strong lately. But at times I got to shut down and not, you know, give too much out, because I think it's like an overwhelming, you know, on someone. I've experienced that, you know, telling.
Yeah,
so much where they're not able to keep up, you know, so I got to curb myself in that.
Yeah, and you know, it's really about you showing more about how that transformation is through you. That's what she's really looking at. She's looking at how all of this information, everything that you're doing and that you're telling her about, how is it impacting you?
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense? That's what she's looking
at.
She's looking at, wow, look what it's done for you. That's what she's looking at. And also, who I see kind of walking themselves around you is the goddess Sekhmet.
Sekhmet?
Yeah, Sekhmet. So I want you to pay real close attention to any cat that you may see, whether you're walking down the street or, you've been seeing them cats. Yeah.
Okay, you're on point with that one. All right. I'm not no, you know, animal lover, no cat dog lover like that. I can understand. I've been a little bit more, you know, courteous to him.
Yeah, because Sekhmet is around you, and you know, Sekhmet is really sits over healing. That's one of the things. She's very loving, and she's very healing. And so SecMed is definitely all about energy work, and she's also about survival. And that's kind of where you are right now. You're in survival mode.
I don't need to be there anymore. It's like you said, I'm in a way, way, you know, better place. Not going to say comfortable, but just, you know, and I don't really need to be in that mode at times. And it's kind of like, you know, a tug. But I understand totally, totally, totally.
So that's what I want to tell you is, is SecMed is around you. And, you know, maybe tomorrow you could, or one day you can get your mom some flowers, take her some flowers, or, you know, maybe cook dinner for her, cook a special dinner for her. And that's just going to light her up so much, and it's going to light you up.
I do enough for her already. I know. I've been on my mind actually for a while and stuff. But I do every now and then.
Yeah, but what you're doing, what you say you're doing for your mom, know that your mom's doing so much more for you.
Oh yeah.
So, be humble in that. Be humble in that, and recognize that your mother is not a part of your problem. She's actually your solution. And if you could really humble yourself and seeing that if it wasn't for your mother, where would you be right now, all the things that you've gone through?
I definitely went over that and grateful and try to share and honor that every day with just my, you know, presence. So I most definitely understood, taking in.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay. So, I thank you. That was lovely. Well, you know what, Miss Blue? Because the guy before he kind of raised a couple of things within me, you know. First, I just wanted to comment. I was going to say, just tell him that his grandfather was freak. He was a freak. Okay, he's kind of
I ain't going to say that with Big Smokey standing over me.
I know.
I wasn't going to call Big Smokey a freak.
That's what was going on, though. I was doing that, too. But one thing in my awakening, though, is just one thing I don't know. Well, I know it was because, you know, working with imagination or whatnot, and there was a presence. I was at a park, and it was a presence of just a lot of people. You know, of course, I'm there by myself, but it was a presence. I could feel a sense of, like, if the park was filled with them, it was just like a big war cheer, what was going on. And it was like an honor thing for me. And I was like, was it because of my awakening that I finally, you know, start seeing? And it's been like 10, 11 years, though. So I was just, that occurrence, you know, came back when I was listening to earlier callers. So I was just.
Okay. Well, that's a really good thing. You know, the park is, whenever you're going into the park and you take yourself there, it's a place of rejuvenation. It's also a place where we connect with our soul group. We do a lot of things when we're in that energy of the park. So it's a beautiful place. It's a beautiful space and a great place to be. So, yeah, it's good. It's good. Yeah.
Cool.
So.
All right.
Miss
Blue.
Thank you.
I ain't going to run up your tab no more.
Well, it was good hearing from you. You sound amazing and wonderful. Keep taking care of yourself. Keep giving that love back to your mama because she loves you. Sometimes that's a little hard for her to express the way that you may need it to be expressed, but she loves you. And she really, really, it is your love that really just keeps her holding on.
So that orange coat and that name, that's what came to you was about my mom then, huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Okay.
All right. Love to you. Peace and love. That was beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 540. Okay, we can't hear 540. We'll go back to them. Calling in from area code 832, you're live in the remix.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Hey, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Brandy.
Greetings, Brandy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, Brandy from Florida. How's the weather down there in Florida?
It's been a beautiful day. It didn't rain today. It's been raining for the past 2 weeks every day. But today was the day that it didn't rain, and I felt like it was a little, the weather, it was a little cooler than usual. But it's been really beautiful. I've actually only been here for about 3 weeks. I'm really new, so getting used to everything. I'm excited.
Well, that's always a good thing. Having new experiences is good. Being in a new place is good. Yeah. So what's good for you? What's good for you, Brandy?
Well, two things. First, I had a dream last night about my grandmother. And I hadn't had a dream about her in a while. When I usually dream about her, she's usually kind of mad at me. It's always an angry dream. And last night it wasn't very different. Like, we kind of got into it in my dream. And we're always driving. Like, she's always driving. We're always on the road in my dream. And it's always kind of disturbing when I wake up because she passed away when I was 15, and she was my mother figure. So I hate the fact that when I dream about her, it's really kind of bad dreams. So that's, one thing that's kind of been disturbing, to me.
Well, here's one of the things I want you to kind of just take this and flirt with this idea. There's no such thing as a bad dream, at all. I want you to think about that there's no such thing as a bad dream. Do you have me on speakerphone?
No.
I had my headphones on, but now I don't.
Okay, much better, much better. One of the things that I will tell you, actually, I see your grandmother. I see your grandmother close to you, and I see her. She kind of was a fussy old lady anyway. She got lips real puckered, real tight.
Yes, that is her. Oh, my God.
She got her lips puckered tight, but inside of her heart is nothing but pure love.
Yes.
Is absolutely nothing but pure love. And one of the things for your grandmother, because she raised you, and I want you to understand this from the point of view, she really tried to give you every mistake your mother made, every mistake she made. She tried to prevent you from having to go through that. And that was the big thing. And even here with this particular move that you made, what your grandmother is trying to do is to really heighten your level of understanding about why you moved, where you're at, and so that you don't become too comfortable and not do the things that you need to do to secure your future. So a couple of months down the road, you're not in a position where you have to start everything all over again. Does that make sense when I say that?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So that's the main thing your grandmother is saying, is that she doesn't want you to become too comfortable. She wants you to have fun and settle yourself in, but get it serious and handle your business and do it, she says, because this is what you keep doing over and over again. Yeah. And do you have her necklace?
No, I had my grandfather's necklace, but my aunt actually has it. She gave me his necklace after he passed away, and she was supposed to get it fixed, but I never got it back from her.
Okay, because she's saying something about the necklace, but that's fine with the necklace. But she really wants you to do this one, do this different than you did last time. Does that make sense? To do this different than you did last time. And that's what she keeps saying, is that she doesn't want to see you do the same thing over and over again. And because the other thing she's letting me know is that somewhat of depression runs in your family.
I'm one of the, I didn't hear you, what?
That depression, getting like depressed, runs in your family. Mm-hmm. So she's saying that you're in a beautiful place. You're in Miami where things are green and the sun is shining. So that's going to be amazing for your energy to get there. She wants you to sort of kind of prepare yourself so that you don't get overstressed and don't get overworked and you don't get yourself in a position and where you have to start these things over. And the other thing that she's telling you is that, I guess, were you not there when she passed away, or you had just walked out the room? What happened?
This is still kind of hard to talk about, but she had a heart attack kind of in front of me. And, you know, as she was having the heart attack, I couldn't look at her. I couldn't see that. So I walked out of the room and I walked onto the porch. And,
So
I wasn't in the room when it was happening.
Right. So this is what she's saying, is that you feel you carry guilt around thinking that there was something you should have been doing to save her. And she's saying to you, no, sweetie, no, that there was nothing you could have done different. Nothing, nothing at all. Okay. And that she loves you and that she's everywhere where you are. And she's not angry at you. She's not upset with you. And she says she wants you to let go of all of those thoughts, even the thoughts about how long it took you to call for help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She said she would not have had it any other way. Any other way. So. Do not blame yourself for your grandmother's passing. It's nothing you could have done. She was ready to go, and she knew that she had given you enough. You had turned out to be a beautiful young lady, and everything that she had given to you, she knew that you would be able to carry it on and do what you needed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And
She also says that she is not holding it against you, and she will not come angry at her dreams no more. But one thing she is telling me is that she doesn't like what you're doing with the money you got.
Hmm.
Do you know what she means by that?
I don't know. Or maybe I think I do.
Yeah. And she just wants you to really let go of all of those things about anything dealing with the passing, no matter what anybody tells you. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the way she wanted it that way, and that is fine with her, but she loves you. And she said she's not fussing at you about anything about her passing. So she's really trying to make that clear. That's why when spirits come through, they kind of give specific things to say, like tell her about her walking out of the room or leaving, and that she's not holding you responsible for that, because she wants you to know that. And what she's fussing at your ass about is other stuff, and you know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she loves you.
Also, my mother passed away when I was a baby, and I've never had any connection to her, not really so much of her side of the family. And I just want to know if she's around at all.
Your mother is. Your mother passed away when you were a baby, and there's a lot of confusion around mother's passing.
Yes.
It's a lot of confusion. And your mother, it was sudden for her. But one of the things, too, is that your mother also suffered from depression.
Mm.
And it was a struggle for her to recognize what was going on with her body and where she was. And actually, your mother spent a lot of time healing her body. But now she sits very, very close, and mm-hmm. she's close to you. And she's also there with your grandmother, even though I feel like that's not, is that her mother? Because it doesn't seem like that's her. No, I didn't think so. Wait a minute, it's not her mother. But she is still close to her because she raised you, you know? She took care of you.
Right.
And she was close to everybody in the family. So she's very close to that, and she's learning a lot from you. Still very silent, your mother. But your mother is very, very close to you. And she's just honored. She said she was honored to be able to give birth and for you to be a part of that, to bring you into this world.
Wow. Thank you so much, Ms. Luke. Do you see anything, any recent past lives or anything for me? Because I don't want to say that I'm a free spirit because I am kind of grounded, but I really don't have many attachments to a lot of people, and I'm kind of a loner. And
I will tell you this without getting too much into past lives. I know that's always so exciting, but I will tell you this, that there was one of your past lives that you actually came out of the East and you actually was a monk. You were a man, and you were a monk, and you lived your life inside of a monastery. So this is, if you study those things of the monk, you will see why you don't really have attachments and that you do move around. There was even a time that you thought about shaving your head, you know, all of things that go on as a monk. So you can study those things of the monks, and you'll be able to find some of those connections there.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. One last thing. I had a vision. I'm sorry. I had a vision where I wasn't sleeping. I was just kind of laying down, I guess, in meditation. And I had a vision that I was on a beach and I walked into the water. And I can't swim for anything. And I got into the water and I died, but I was like it was lucid where I could see myself in the water and I let go. And I feel free. You know, I left a lot of things where I moved from, and ever since then, those things I kind of let those things go. So I'm wondering, you know, what does that mean, if you have any insight on that?
Yeah, well, one of the things I will tell you is that going into the water is really symbolic of cleansing, and that was a point in your path here in this carnation of you going through a spiritual cleansing. And if you notice that right after that, you became more spiritually enlightened after that incident. That was you sort of kind of initiating yourself, bathing yourself, and cleansing sort of a lot of things that you had attached to you. In a sense, it was really you sort of going through sort of a spiritual cleansing and really initiating yourself into more of what your work is here on the planet this time. So it was kind of a reminder that your higher self took you through to cleanse you so that you can get back on track. And now you have your grandmother who shows up in your dream. Anytime you get ready to do some shit to the left, she show up. Like, wait a minute. No, don't do that.
Wow. Oh, thank you so much, Ms. Blue. This has been priceless. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. Oh. Ah, that was beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 601. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Nicole from Mississippi.
All right. Greetings, Nicole from Mississippi, Mississippi.
How are you, Ms. Blue?
I'm wonderful. I'm glad I can still spell Mississippi.
Sometimes I have trouble with it.
Last time I went to Mississippi, I got pulled over and got
bad down here.
Pulled over and got a ticket, and then the cop told me if I went to lunch with him, he would get rid of the ticket.
Oh my.
Rather than Mississippi. All right.
little transition with my maybe sons and family. I've been trying to let them deal with things on their own, and it's just I'm fighting. I don't want to be mean to them, but I'm just trying to let them go and do stuff on their own. And it's just like they all angry because I'm just not trying to do stuff for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just trying to let them be free, but I still have to push back getting angry with them because some of them still coming back, or, you know, the son's not really listening to me. And I'm just like, you grown now, do it on your own. And they all trying to make me feel bad about it.
Well, you know, a couple of things, and I, you know, immediately getting into your energy, I can see that I'm looking at your chakras kind of spinning for you, and I see sort of your chakra right there in the center where your adrenal gland is, that sits right above your kidneys. Is kind of wobbling, which tells me that you've been dealing with sort of some health challenges for quite a while. Is that
mm-hmm.
true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the number one thing that I will say to you is that you need to learn how to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always easy. I get it. But you need to say no because these things are impacting you health-wise. They're impacting you for that. You see, it is the no. You have to be able to be comfortable to say no. In fact, I would encourage you that when you're in the shower and you're doing different things, that you would say no. But learn how to say no, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
See, what you do is you say no, and then you spend 3 hours talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so energetically, what that's causing is it's really causing lots of energy to leak out of your heart chakra, out of your heart chakra, out of your sacral chakra. This energy, this life force energy is just pouring out of you.
Right.
And you don't want that. You want to keep this energy in you. And so it's weighing you down. It's making you tired. It's breaking your immune system down. And it's taking the strength away from you. So this is why sometimes you feel like, well, hell, I need to say yes. Because I'm wore out. You see?
Yeah.
You're wore out. And they know that they're wearing you down. But saying no sometimes is a good thing. And sometimes difficult. Sometimes we have to put those buffers or those barriers between us and really kind of check our hearts and see, is this really about love? Is this really about help? Or what is this really we're doing? And
right.
So for you to begin to just examine that, because it's certainly not about being grown, because grown people need help too. So this ain't about nobody being grown. It's
mm-hmm.
about you don't want to follow the rules that I have put in place here. And you don't want to contribute to helping out in my house. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
you can't stay here.
Right.
See, that has nothing to do with being grown at all. What does that have to do with? So remove the groan out of there because you are a giver, you are a helper, and you're in the position, if you don't sort of balance this energy out, then you're going to have to let somebody move in because they're going to have to help take care of you.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling them.
Yeah. So get yourself in the position where you can do things that make you happy so that you can do things that you love doing and that you enjoy doing. And sometimes it's just going to take not picking up the phone and dialing a number, no matter how hard it can be. And trust me, it can be hard not dialing a number.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know somebody who just spit in your face.
Yeah, too.
To go back so they can spit in it again. I mean, don't give them a second chance.
Okay. Because you remember, well, you had told me back here about the lady, the older lady in the wheelchair, and that's my ex-husband's grandmother. And went over there, I remember what you said, because I really couldn't place, and I was like, well, I hope that's not my grandmother, but she's like a grandmother, and they tug and want me to come over there, and I do hate to tell her no, but when I come from over there, I'm very tired, you know.
Yeah.
She, you know, but I feel like, why am I here, and they didn't help with the kids, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So if you're done today to, you know, to go over there, I don't have a way over there right now, and asked him to go, and he said, no, I didn't. I believe she heard him, and it kind of hurt my feelings that I kind of understand why he said no, but he just outright said no. Because he said they treated him like, well, somebody else, he didn't say it to me. Somebody else said that they treated my kids like an outsider, and I had to do for them. So why should he go and do anything?
Well, that makes sense. Sounds like you might need to take a lesson from your son.
Yeah.
You
so I just didn't go over there at all. I just talked on the phone, but I didn't go.
That's right, because you need to start taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Before somebody has to call somebody to come over there and take care of you, and they say no.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I understand that because I've been saying no a lot, and they still try to come, and I just don't answer the phone. I got a cousin. She constantly comes over, and I'm like, I really be wanting to tell her, would you just stay your ass at the house? I don't want to be bothered because you're trying to use me, too.
How about you just don't open the door?
Yeah, sometimes I don't get to the door. Somebody else answers, but you're right, right.
Just you don't have to do that. I mean, and the reason I'm telling you this is because literally I see your life force energy just pouring out the back of your heart.
Right.
And that's not good. That's not good at all. Because that's why you're tired. That's why you don't have any energy sometimes. That's why sometimes your chest is hurting. That's why sometimes you just don't feel good.
Right. Because I haven't even been doing my schoolwork. Right, yes. It's my last time.
Yeah.
And so the last week.
I want you to put on some music, dance, you know, do your happy dance. You know, when you're in the shower, I want you to just imagine beautiful butterflies flying in towards the center of your back. And I want you to practice saying no. And that's it. No explanation. No.
Okay.
Nothing else comes behind it. No. Like your son told you and how shocked you was because he said no. That's it. He ain't getting no explanation. He ain't going to no story. He said no. That's it.
Yeah. Is he angry with me because my first grandson, he died in November. And his girlfriend now, well, I don't know what they call it, but she is pregnant now and it's a little girl and I've been doing some things but not what I want to do. It's just a little fear because the other baby died and it's like he angry at me for doing certain things. I'm just trying to help him, so I don't know whether to just stop or am I just fearing because of the other baby.
Well, big part, you're talking about your grandson who passed away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, he's not angry at all. No, he's not angry. A big part of him is kind of confused. And they did a lot for his body when he passed away. He had to go into the healing tank to kind of heal himself and get himself together. And he's learned a lot from you, being conscious.
Yeah, I love him. I still,
yeah. He's really learned a whole lot from you. But no, he's not angry at all. He spent a lot of times confused. He was confused about what was going on and what happened. He was confused about what happened. But one of the things that is for sure is that he is going to reincarnate. Right now he's actually at the point where he's at the table with his spirit guides and his soul guards, really doing his life plan so he can come back and do it right this time. Because it was a lot of things that he did this time that he didn't really understand. And it was because he was kind of one of those new souls that didn't spend a lot of time on Earth. But what happened is when he passed through his mother's womb, he picked up a lot of anger from her.
Yeah.
And he was a very angry child from a baby. He was an angry baby. And that confused him. A lot of times we don't remember our past lives. A lot of times those things don't come back. But he's sitting down and he's saying he's very thankful for you. And that he loves you very much. And he didn't get a chance to express that to you. Because really when everybody had abandoned him, you were always there by his side. Yeah. And he's saying, I love you, Mama. I love you. Because he thought of you as more of his mother than he did his mom.
Yeah. Because I think she knew that he was dead and just waited and didn't say anything. And I'm trying not to be angry at her. And she's trying to come make at my son. And this his girlfriend now is pregnant with a little girl, but it always, when we buy clothes or I bought some things, I see little boy stuff, and I just joke at her, but I say, you know, it's a boy there. What if you have two of them? Because I tell her, too, you know, even though my grandson is dead, he's still my grandson, and now you're getting ready to have a baby, so I kind of don't want to, I kind of have a fear, but this baby here, I kind of go out of my way for the girl just to show this baby, too, that, you know, I want her here.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's very thankful of that and, you know, very thankful of it. And he's learned so much from you. Like I said, one of the things that he will be doing is reincarnating. He's working out his soul plan right now.
Okay.
So. He is going to come back, and he is going to come back. You'll be around to see it, and you're going to recognize when he does come back. But this time, he's going to come back and not be angry.
Okay.
Not angry, yeah. But you're helping him a lot on the other side, so he's able to make some very great choices based on your spiritual work that you've been doing and the things that you've learned. He's been able to elevate himself even more. And and he's very close to you all the time. So he likes to sit at your feet and rub your legs. So
that's why I think the boy clothes keep popping up, because he's getting ready to have a little girl, but it's always some boy clothes in there.
Yeah.
And I say that's him.
Yeah,
this baby that she gonna have, is she gonna be okay? And do I need to just deal with just let them go with this relationship, let them work this out now? Cause that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, you're going to have to at some point. He's not angry about it. He's not upset. Once we get to the other side, we see things very differently. So whether that relationship is with his brother or with somebody he knew, he doesn't see any of that. That all of that stuff really kind of dissipates and goes to a whole nother level. So you don't have to worry yourself about any of that. He's not angry anymore, and he said that's the main thing that he's very, very thankful for, is that he's not angry. And, you know, he has a lot of love for everybody in his family and everyone, and especially you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And his mother. He used to be very angry with her, but he's not anymore. He's not angry. Nah.
Okay. So the mother trying to get back with my son, and he has another girl pregnant, and I'm I try to tell both of them. I just feel like I'm in the middle, and I don't want to be in the middle of them.
Well, you're the grandmother, so you are going to be the center of everybody trying to get the attention. You understand what I'm saying? You are going to be in the middle in that sense. But remove yourself outside of the point. You don't need to make a stand for your grandson who's made his transition. He's already done that.
Okay.
He's already done that. Yeah.
Okay. Right. Is his granddaughter that's coming going to be okay?
Yes.
Gonna be fine?
I just see love begins. I see that these children that are coming are coming, and they're children that are birthed out of love. I don't see anything now. One of them, it looks like it's a little kind of early to tell what's going on. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't see anything as of right now. Mm-mm. No. I know one of the babies will be a preemie.
I believe it's this one coming now. Because the mother keeps saying that she may come early.
Yeah, one of them is going to be a preemie, and maybe not even in the thing, but in the size. One of them is going to be like a preemie baby, but they look, both of the babies are going to be okay. But yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Grandson wants you to take care of you. He said,
yeah.
Tell her.
Yeah, he told me don't come. I was sitting there, went to the graveyard. He was like, you leave and don't you come back over here. I'm okay.
Yeah.
We go and live.
Yeah, he wants you to live because he is working out everything. He is working out absolutely everything of how he can come back. And so we get a choice when we leave. And he is choosing to come back to incarnate back to the planet again so he can finish a lot of his unfinished work. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I can just stop getting. I just get pissed off with him when I tell my family or them so-called buddies, no, sometimes I see stuff and I'm like, well, sometimes I'm like, them too, they got to go. But I'm like, yeah, if they got to go, they got to go.
Because
I'm tired. There's no.
Yes. All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Beautiful. That's one of the things that I will say, you know, as we were talking about shine light on the underworld, is that all of us can be mediums for ourselves when it comes to connecting with our ancestors. Remember, or connecting, it is definitely you have to be in the position where you're in the mode to receive. And that has to be with pure intention. You understand? Like, you can't really trick people on the other side. You can't trick them to say, hey, I want to be a medium, so come to me. That doesn't actually work that way. Just really by raising your frequency, your vibration, especially when it comes to your loved ones, not being too anxious, not saying, I got to talk to this person or I want to. But what you want to do is just sort of acknowledge them. They love to be acknowledged. So if you want to connect with your grandmother or mother, acknowledge them, recognize them, because they can hear us, they can feel us, they know what we're thinking, know what we're going through, they know when we're sad, they know when we're happy. So they're around you anyway. I say that the unseen world is no further away from you than 3 or 4 feet in front of you. So we're coming in contact with that world more and more. And so they used to say that there was this very thick veil, and at certain times of the year, the veil will be lifted and it'll be lower. I really believe that veil has been really, really lifted, and our worlds have crossed so many different times. You can ask them to show up to you in dreams. And show up to you in dreams and to come to you. And then sometimes maybe you're talking to somebody. You don't want to walk around like a freak. Because I know for me, I have an agreement when I'm with family or friends and I'm out and about. I will tell the spirits, do not disturb me. And we have that good agreement with each other. And they know not to bother me when I'm out and about with my friends. And I'll tell them unless it's an absolute absolute positive emergency. Do not come get me to go give some message to somebody. I don't believe that. And I don't like to do it. And it's only been maybe two or three times, and I've talked about it here on the remix, that they actually said, check it out, it ain't nobody else around that could deliver this message, and we really have to have you do it, that I had to go do it. But other than that, sometimes you may be eating lunch or eating dinner with a friend, and all of a sudden you just get this energy that something comes over you to say, ask them about their grandmother or ask them. A lot of times spirit will come through that way. They will say that, and that message could be not only for you, but maybe the person that you're with that you want to tell them that. Sometimes what can happen is you could be walking down the street and you could see somebody, and then all of a sudden maybe you hanging out with one of your friends or even a relative, and you say, you know what, I think I seen you. You were older and you had this green scarf on and you was dressed like that, and they may turn around and say, oh my goodness, my grandmother took a picture like that. So a lot of times our spirit realm or spirit world is constantly always trying to come in contact with you. It's whether or not you're open enough to receive the message and just have it. So we are definitely all mediums for ourselves. And I get it. Some people don't want to see that. They don't want somebody who's passed away to come close to them. And that's cool if you don't want that. But for those of you who want to connect your loved ones, because a lot of times people will say, oh, you know, this person passed away or that person passed away, how won't they come to me? Because if you're sitting there and you're constantly in sorrow and you're constantly in sadness, your vibration is too low a lot of times for them to lower themselves so that you can see them. So they're not around you. So that's why somebody like myself and others and many of you who have done mediumship work, that's how we're able to pick it up, because it is about keeping your frequency and vibration to a certain level. That's why I'm telling you guys, when you're calling in and you are doing an excellent job about it, your energy is heightened so they can lower their frequency, because they actually have to come down in their frequency to talk to us. And that's for a lot of us. And contrary to popular belief, we're not getting as many people as we used to have before that would be stuck between worlds. Because we have some spirits that like to hang out on the astral realm. They just like to hang out there. They like to be close to Earth. It's a lot of things that they're seeing there and they like. It's not so much that they're stuck anymore, but that they're there. And some of them are there and they're greeters. They're actually the gateway keepers. They're greeters. And so what they're doing is they're actually waiting on other family members and other people that they know to help kind of cross them over when they come over. Because a lot of things happen. Here's something that I can give you guys, and I want you to equate it to sort of the same process that a soul goes through when they've made their transition. One of the things, you know how whenever they say they're going to the moon in the space shuttle and they get ready to take a trip to the moon, when they come back from the moon, they're not allowed to come straight out and talk directly to people. They put them in sort of a holding tank. And they go through sort of a debriefing period. And then after that debriefing period, they go through another phase where they actually acclimate themselves so that they can relax themselves and get used to being back on, quote unquote, Earth. Well, that's almost, you can kind of think of that way of how the soul happens. A lot of times when there's a lot of physical damage being done to the physical body, there are these temples, much like in ancient Kemet when they had healing temples. They would go into these healing temples and they will heal them and put their bodies back together. That's why sometimes when you see people who have passed on to the other side, sometimes you see them when they're much younger. Sometimes they're up walking around and maybe they have been in a situation where they couldn't walk anymore. So these things are held back into place. These things are put back into place. And truth be told, whether they've lost any of their limbs or anything, all of that stuff still lives in your aura. Now, once you get over to the other side, your aura doesn't follow you per se. There is a different thing, and it's not actually called chakras. It's called something else that kind of goes with them. And those things kind of hover around in their hologram, their soul's hologram, and they get activated at certain points. And then you have other people who are waiting for you. On average, it's almost a 3 to 4 year sort of kind of setup that goes into place before people get ready to make their transition. 3 to 4 years prior, the family, friends, spirit guides, all of them on the other side are putting this in place to make them feel comfortable so that when they get ready to transition themselves. And at this point, it's been so many people who have crossed over to the other side that they do begin to just connect themselves. They connect themselves. And you don't just come right back into a body. That process doesn't happen immediately. You don't just come right back immediately into the body. It is a process that you go through. And you really sit down at the table. I call it the table of life. And you kind of map out your life plan. I remember one time, and I think I've talked about this on the show. Some of you who've been listening for a long time, you may be able to sort of connect with this and you'll remember me talking about it. But when I was young, I had all kinds of stuff happen to me, but I had to get 13 stitches. I think it was like either 13 or it may have been more than that, stitches in the back of my head. I was playing around with my cousin at my aunt's house, and he pushed me. And he was a much older cousin. He pushed me, and my aunt used to have this very, very sharp table. And my head flew into the back of the table. Actually, the table was stuck in my head. And they pulled me out because it was just us kids and my older cousins were upstairs. And they put me behind the kitchen door because they thought I was dead. They put me behind the kitchen door and covered me with newspaper, laid me on my back, which is the one thing that probably saved me because I didn't bleed completely out because of the pressure of me laying on my back, and I ended up having to go to the hospital. Well, even though I was at a young age, I actually, during that particular time, died and came back to life. And one of the things that I remember is that everything went completely fade to black, and then everything became light again. And I was just walking around. And as I was walking around, it was almost like being in a cartoon, I thought. Because I could, like, literally see these rooms. They look like little archway rooms. And there were people working on people inside of these rooms where I was walking around at. And I could see them. Then all of a sudden, there was this woman that told me that I needed to go back, that I went down, I came the wrong way. And when I came back is when I woke back up in the hospital after that whole occasion. So many different stories that people have had that had near-death experiences or who have just transferred and went to the other side and came back from many different ways. Those kind of experiences, many of us have had it, and we've had them at different times in our lives. They serve as markers for us. But I say all of that to say, because of some of the questions that are coming in, you don't just go to the astral plane. The astral plane is where we go every single night. When we lay down and we go to sleep, we go to the astral plane every night. We all do. And then we come back into our body. Even when people are being born and they bring themselves and they come back into their physical body, sometimes it's difficult to get into the body and trauma happens. I remember I did a reading for a young sister, and I can't remember what university she went to, but I think it was somewhere in Virginia. And I was doing her Akashic Record reading, and I was telling her about the scar that she had on her head, and that when she was coming back, she had trouble because she kind of reincarnated back pretty quickly. It was a couple of years, but that's pretty quick for a soul to reincarnate back. And I told her, I definitely know she probably had something happen to her at birth. And she said she had a stroke when she was being born. So as a baby, she had a stroke. And that's a common indicator for children or maybe yourself if you've had a stroke coming back into this world, because that's your spirit, your soul trying to get back into this human body. That just shows you how dense this reality is here. So So I gave the story of the astronauts into this to show you how dense this human earth plane is for us to come back into this. You see, to come back into the reality, to get back down here in this. So spirits on the other side, they do a lot of work to bring themselves back into this particular body. You know, back in the early 70s and the 80s, they tried to make us afraid of spirits. They called them ghosts. They called our ancestors ghosts. They're not ghosts. You understand? They're not ghosts at all. And it is something to celebrate, you know, those who have left this physical body and moved on to other work that they're doing. Earth is a school. And so a lot of times, exactly how you see your heaven, how you see that place that you transition, that's a lot of times what you'll find them doing. They'll be gardening, they'll be cooking, whatever that is for them, they'll be relaxing doing that. And that's a way also that spirits also communicate that information to you, to let you know that they're on the other side. So they send these little messages that only, like you guys have been hearing all here tonight. Many of you have had dreams, and you've had dreams about relatives showing up in your dreams and saying things to you and doing different things and all kinds of things that are going on. So they're constantly around us a lot, learning, growing, because you don't immediately just evolve your consciousness because you transcend this place. It doesn't happen that way. So sometimes, even though we look to them for guidance and really kind of help us in our day-to-day, they're learning so much from us, so many of our ancestors. So that's the beautiful thing. So it always makes me smile, especially when my grandmother, Rosalie, comes around me. It always makes me smile, you know, just to have her presence and to have her energy around me. So, yeah, we're going to keep going. It is so many of you guys on phone lines, and it's so good to see everybody here and to have you guys here as we're talking about shining light on the underworld. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening, hello.
Good evening. Do you have me on speakerphone? If so, please take me off.
Oh, I took you off. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Amanda from Pennsylvania.
Okay. Greetings, Amanda from Pennsylvania.
Greetings, Ms. Blue and the Remix family. I was on the show Friday night on the phone, and then the phone just cut off, so there was no way for me to get back in.
Oh, okay. I apologize for that. I apologize.
It's all right. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know tonight just what spirit guides are around me, and also what are the ancestors saying for me at this time also.
Well, one of the things, Amanda, anytime that I'm talking to you guys, I am really speaking with all of your spirit guides and the ancestors, too. So I'm going to tell you if there's somebody that shows up for you. We'll definitely talk about that as well, too. And I want to tell you this, is that I see the color yellow all around you, like very strong in your aura, that energy, yellow. And it kind of corresponds with the musical note, me. I don't know if you remember the show that
yes.
Brett Lau did with Dofei. So, yeah,
that was my challenge.
Ah, me was your challenge, and now you see the yellow. I see that yellow there, and a lot of this yellow light, it's kind of a golden, you have some gold hues there, but you also have some yellow lights there. One of the things
my living room is yellow. It's like mustard.
Uh-huh. You love that color. It's all around you. Well, one thing for you, Amanda, is that you learn very easily. Like, you can learn things very quick. Like, you're a quick learner, a really, really quick learner. But you're mm-hmm. also very timid, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can you see that about yourself being timid, too?
No.
No? You don't think you're kind of timid sometimes?
Mm-mm. I'm trying to think. Timid. Does that mean, does timid mean like shy, like I shy away from things?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're timid. You have some areas of your life that you can be kind of timid in. I will tell you this, Amanda, when it comes, I see somebody that is close to you, and it looks like, again, an uncle. Looks like he could be an uncle figure. Is there an uncle on your, it looks like you're maybe your, one of your dad's brother or somebody on your dad's side of the family that made their transition?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see this uncle, and for some reason he has quite a bit of gold on.
Mm-hmm.
Like he got a gold necklace. Did he wear a lot of jewelry? A gold ring?
I'm not sure. I really wasn't close with him. I can ask my grandmother, though.
Yeah, and I see him with a gold watch on. He has a lot of gold on him for some reason, but he is very close to you. And one of the things that he's saying is that right now there's a lot of, you're dealing with quite a few obstacles coming up for some tasks that you're trying to do and some challenges. Is that true?
Yes. Well, obstacles, I wouldn't know for the future, but as of now, there's some, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what he's talking about. These are things that's been going on, a couple of challenges here and there. Now, are you trying to go back to school, get in school? What are you trying to do with school?
Yes, I'm trying to get back in school.
Okay. Because this is what he's talking about, and he's kind of trying to explain the story to me. And he's a talker with his hands. So he moves his hands a lot while he's talking, he's talking a lot with his hands, and the number one thing that he's telling you is that this is going to work, it's going to work itself out. In fact, sometime this week, you're going to get clarification. It's something, I see some paperwork or something you're waiting on. You'll be able to get some answers this week.
Okay, all right.
Something this week is going to open up that is definitely going to clear the way for you. And as far as spirit guides, you have 7 spirit guides that are around you and an archway that just opened up for you. And, you have an archway that just opened up for you that really is going to really just help you bring some more wisdom online and just really kind of help you where you are right now. So your spirit guides are really excited to help you. And the color, one of them I see has on like a purple cloak. It looks like a shawl cloak. That she's wearing, that she's there. So purple is a color that also is very good for you. You may want to get you an amethyst crystal and work with some purple too. So you have those 7 spirit guides and you have your uncle there. And one of the main things that he's saying is that that this is really, just don't worry about this. That you're really spending a lot of energy about worrying about things, and you should definitely kind of scale back worrying about things. But he does want you to make sure that you're taking good care of your health.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And particularly when it comes to what you're eating. He's very concerned about what you're eating.
Oh, wow. Okay. I work at a school, and we do, like, have lunchtime, And I try to eat, like, the healthy options, but the food, it is, like, frozen before they prepare it. So I've been trying to shy away from that.
Yeah, start bringing your lunch. Start making your lunch and bringing your lunch.
Mm-hmm. The only thing is that I will have to heat it up in the microwave, and I'm also not in the right now I told myself I'm not using microwaves anymore. So that's another thing that I'm worried about, is putting it in the microwave.
Well, so, you know, you don't always have to get a lunch that has to be heated, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's many different options that you can have foods, like you could even make sandwiches or make something that is more of a cold lunch
mm-hmm.
for you, as opposed to something that you have to put a salad or something, not necessarily something that you have to put in the microwave. So I want you to think about it that way. But he is there to really kind of help you. Uncle is really concerned about your health and your well-being and when it comes to different things. And I guess the main thing about this is just because of some things that you dealt with a few years ago concerning your health. Does that make sense?
No.
Hmm.
No, I've never had any health issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really showing. Let me ask you, how old are you? You're not 25, are you?
23.
Ah, okay. So here's the deal, okay, because he's showing me the number 25. So this is actually perfect because a few years ago would be 2 years, which is 23. So I want you to see it this way. The things that you're doing now is going to prevent something from happening when you get 25.
All right.
But you already know that, and this is why you have made drastic changes, correct?
Correct. I didn't know that, but I just feel like I have to eat healthier.
Yeah.
But
now
I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why you feel it so strong. And sometimes that can come in a little backwards. But he was showing me 25. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wait a minute, I don't mm-hmm. even think you're 25. So these are things for the future. And one of the beautiful things that our spirit guides and ancestors can help us do is they're not here to live our lives for us or make decisions for us. But they can bring clarification. So like you said, you don't know why, but something just told you, you better start taking care of your health. You better start eating, because to look at you, you look completely healthy. Like you said, no problems, nothing going on. So really what you're doing is, and this is an opportunity for all of us to see where the past, the present, and the future all comes to one. Because your uncle is saying, if you don't make these changes, then when you get to 25, you're going to have some challenges. So you've already began to put these in place. Like you said, you didn't know why, but something told you to get better with these things. So that's a beautiful thing, because sometimes we don't learn those lessons till we're 40, 50 years old. You understand. Trust Ms. Blue when I say that. So this is a beautiful thing that you've got a head start on it. But all of this is going to work out for you, and sometime this week you're going to get some clarification about some things you're trying to do with school.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, all things do. I've been having dreams lately, but
mm-hmm.
I have not been able to remember my dreams.
Mm-hmm. So here's what you do, because mm-hmm. I talk about this a lot. With dreams, it's cool to remember, don't get me wrong, but know that even if you don't, your subconscious mind does remember. But here's what I want you to do, and I talk about this in the Know Your Magic audio workbook. I want you to get you a pen and a piece of paper. Everybody has digital phones these days. And I want you to start documenting how you feel. So it's just as important to know how do you feel when you wake up, whether you can remember your dream or not. It's just as important, and in some cases, the feeling is even more important. So there's some days you may wake up and be like, oh, I can't remember my dream, but God, I feel good. I feel great. I don't know what I was doing, but it was wonderful. You want to make a note of that. Or some days you may wake up and you may feel like, wow, I feel a little sad. I don't know what happened in the dream, but I felt a little sad. You want to kind of write those emotions, those feelings down, because that's just as important as remembering the dream as well, too. And then what comes to you, because a lot of times we'll have what I call push thoughts. And so throughout the day, you may catch a flash, you know, mm-hmm. and be like, what was that? That's the flash from the dream. And a lot of times they will bring themselves back online for you. So, you know, make a note of how you feel and make sure before your feet hit the ground, because that's really just you coming back from the astral realm into your physical body. By the way, who's going to be coming, joining us? And I love it when he comes. Dr. Albert Taylor is going to be coming on next month. And I always love when he comes to come on. And he's an amazing brother. So make a note of that before your feet hits the ground. And sometimes just lay still. Sometimes we're in such a rush when we come back into our physical body and jump up. Just kind of lay still for just a moment and just allow the energy to flow through your body and see, check in with your feelings. Check in with how the body parts, your body parts are feeling for you. And just begin to take note of that. And a lot of times the dreams will come back up, because once you touch the floor and you have really solidified being back here on the planet Earth, a lot of times it will dissipate from you. Yeah.
All right. So.
All right. Well, keep in touch, because you're really on. You kind of are doing some future work right now, which is beautiful. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you,
Miss Lou. All right. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 504.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hello. How you doing? It's Lou. This is Javan from New Orleans.
Okay, greetings, Javan from New Orleans. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty good. I wanted to call in and get some insight about our two grandfathers. They passed away before I even got a chance to meet them.
That's the baby.
Yeah, the baby.
The baby is.
Yeah.
You cannot call in and not acknowledge me.
Right. Trying to quiet him down.
He's like, for real? You gonna call in a reject? And not tell people I'm here with you? Are you crazy?
Oh, well, I guess you'll let yourself be known then. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah. Oh.
The baby. Beautiful baby. Aw. Yeah. All right.
Well, yeah, I wanted to get some insight. My grandfather's I heard a lot about him, but I really don't know too much about him. I just know that there was real stand-up guys, you know, in the community, and I feel that on me, you know. So I kind of want to see what's up with that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things going on right now. Also, like I'm in limbo with employment. And I'm kind of like, I don't want to work for anybody, but I just, I don't know. I really want to find a niche that I can kind of take on my own. I don't know. Just kind of up in the air with that right now, employing it.
Right. I want to ask you about this. I want you to tell me who. I see a woman by you. It looks like it could be a grandmother. Or great-grandmother. This is, she looks like he's a grandmother figure. She looks like she's probably maybe about 5'3", 5'4".
Might be my grandma Lou.
Yeah. She kind of had kind of long hair with gray in her hair, like gray streaks.
Gray streaks? Like my grandma Yala, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Had she made her transition?
Yeah, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is who's coming through. She's pretty feisty.
Oh, that's out of my grandma, yeah.
Yeah. This is who's actually very close to you at this particular time. I'm not going to say your grandfathers are not, but this is who's coming forth for you. And one of the things that she's saying is because she was pretty up there in age when she passed away.
Uh-huh.
How old was she? How old was she?
I want to see like 80, like 80
yeah.
or 80.
Yeah, but she looked like she could have been in her 60s or 70s. She really looked good for her age.
Yeah, that's right.
She really, really looked very, very good for her age. And one of the things is she is definitely around you. And more so now, even for the baby. She's there, and she's really celebrating that. That makes her feel really, really good to know that you're taking care of your family and that you're there, you know, just supporting everybody that is around you. She's very, very proud of you for the things that you've done and just the way you've stood up for yourself and really just acknowledge your family. She said that was always her hope for especially the men in the family to be able to do that. And the other thing that she is really making a lot of acknowledgement is for you to So now, is this your mother's mother?
My father's mother.
This is your father's mother.
Mm-hmm.
So what about your mother's mother? Is she still... Did she make her transition too?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
Maybe
all right.
3 or 4 years.
Okay. So she's acknowledging, I guess, some of the people that is around her. Because you have quite a few ancestors that is around you. And one of the things that your grandmother is saying is that you were thinking about moving to another city or town?
Yeah.
Okay. She says she thinks that'll be good for you.
Yeah.
She's acknowledging that. And I want you to know so how spirits work. They will bring up things that you're thinking about. She said she thinks the move is going to be good for you because it'll be other opportunities to open up for you to kind of move. I don't know. She's talking about something else, but to move. And did you recently purchase a pair of shoes?
Shoes?
Sneakers?
No.
Who purchased some shoes? Did you buy some shoes or were you with somebody who bought some shoes? Or?
We just bought the kids some new shoes not too long ago.
Okay. Well, she's making acknowledgement about some conversation that came up that was sort of a difficult one to happen around the time you were purchasing some shoes. So I want you to just kind of make a note of that so you can go back in your mind and see what was going on. But she's letting you know that she's been around you and she is there with you. And the other thing that she's saying is for you to check at a place that has something to do. It looks like it's not a car dealership where you'll be working, but somewhere where there's a lot of cars at. And it looks like it may be like where they do a lot of technology, like a technology company or something. I don't know if you've applied for a job somewhere like that, but they deal with either computers or technology or something with a lot of cars.
A lot of cars. Valley, maybe?
I'm not sure what it is, but it has something to do with the parking lot with a lot of cars. But you're definitely going to be okay. You're going to be taken care of, and that this is really an opportunity for you to play a bigger role, not only in your life. It's a time for you to research and try to see what kind of things you like, get outside your comfort zone, and start looking in places that you haven't begun to look. But who's around you is your grandmother. And she says that you should definitely be listening to the woman in your life a little bit more than you're doing. And that's going to give you some more insight. Real talk.
Real talk. Yes, indeed.
Yes. But she is around you. And I do see, I see one gentleman. He looks like he's about 5'9", 5'10". That's standing next to your grandmother, but he doesn't look like a grandfather. He looked like he could be an uncle or a brother or cousin or somebody that's standing next to her. She also is given an acknowledgement of something coming up in the next couple of months, too. So some sort of, I don't know, somebody's anniversary, birthday, something getting ready to come up.
My daddy's birthday coming up.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, his birthday coming up November 18th, I believe.
Okay. Well, she's getting acknowledgement for that and that she loves the family. She wished that they would get together a little bit more, but she says she understands. She understands where you are and she understands your position of where you're at. And the other thing, Yeah, things look good. They look good. Mm-hmm. She really is acknowledging the move. She's acknowledging the move a lot. The move is good.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. Man, it's just time, shit.
Yeah. Well, kiss the little baby for me. You tried to make the baby.
Will do.
He showed out as soon as you said hello.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. And
thank you so much.
You're welcome. Your grandma's near you. Your grandfathers are always going to be around you, but your grandma's, she the one step forward for you. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Like she would.
What you say, like she would, yeah.
Like she would. Mm-hmm.
All right, beautiful.
All right. Good night.
Good night. All right. Can you believe we have 2 minutes left to go in the form? And oh, my goodness, I'm looking at all of the callers on the phone lines. You know, I certainly wish I could get to each and every one of you. But that's not going to happen, not tonight anyway. We're about to go into the after hours. I want to remind you guys to definitely hold on because I'm going to play my song. I promise you I'm going to play it. Definitely want to just thank you guys for joining me here. Live remix. I hope you guys enjoyed and had fun hearing from your loved ones because I certainly had fun connecting with them and being able to share that with you guys. It's always so personal and intimate to be able to connect with those who have made their transition to the other side, which is really no more than just a couple of feet in front of you, and be able to do that. So they know what we're going through. They know we're happy, and they know when we're sad. They know we need them, and they're always glad to give a good listening ear. And they love, especially with the holiday season coming up, for you to bring their name up and to mention them and to witness them and to be in their presence. So for all the ancestors out there, Ashe, 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 peace and love and light to all of you. We're about to go in the after hours. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it over on Facebook and leave a comment, the comment on iTunes, the comment here. Send me an email, questionblue@gmail.com. Much love, warm spirit. And for the rest of you, we're going in the after hours. So we're going to go into the after hours now. I'm going to play my song that I wanted to play as we're talking about shining light on the underworld here live in the remix.
glasses, I don't get it, you're a star, love. You shouldn't have to deal with that, I'd never make you feel like that. Cause I love me, I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So what are you? What are you? What are you so afraid of? Darling, you, you give but you cannot take love.
Yeah, I needed to hear that shit. I hate when you're submissive. Passive aggressive when we're texting, I feel the distance. I look around at peers that surround me, these niggas tripping. I like when money makes a difference, but don't make you different. Started realizing a couple places I could take it. I wanna get back to when I was that kid in the basement. I wanna take it deeper than money, pussy, vacation. And influence a generation that's lacking in patience. I've been dealing with my dad, speaking of lack of patience. Just me and my old man getting back to basics. We've been talking about the future and time that we wasted. When he put the bottle down, girl, that nigga's amazing. Well, fuck it, we had a couple coronas. We might have wrote a white paper, just something to hold us. We even talked about you in our couple of moments. He said we should hash it out like a couple of grown-ups. You a flower child, beautiful child, I'm in your zone. Looking like you came from the 70s on your own. My mother is 66 and a favorite line that hit me with is, who the fuck wants to be 70 and alone? You don't even know what you want from love anymore. I search for something I'm missing and disappear when I'm bored. But girl, what qualities was I looking for before? Who you settling for? Who better for you than a boy, huh?
I love me enough for the both of us. That's why you trust me. I know you've been through more than most of us. So what are you? What are you? What are you so afraid of? You cannot take love.
Thinking about Texas, back when Porsche used to work at Treasures. Or further back than that, before I had the Houston leverage. When I got summer on Michael Kors with my mama's debit. A week of tempered flex and I'll never forget it. Cause that night I played her three songs. Then we got to talking about something we disagreed on. Then she started telling me how I'd never be as big as Trey Songz. Boy, was she wrong. That was just negative energy for me to feed off. Now it's therapeutic, blowing money in the Galleria. A Beverly Center Macy's where I discovered Bria. Landmarks of the muses that inspired the music. When I could tell it was sincere without trying to prove it. The one that I needed was Courtney from Hooters on Peachtree. I've always been feeling like she was the piece to complete me. Now she engaged to be married, what's the rush on commitment? Know we were going through some shit, name a couple that isn't. Remember I talk in the parking lot of the Ritz, girl, I felt like we had it all planned out. I guess I fucked up the vision, learning the true consequences of my selfish decisions. When you find out how I'm living, I just hope I'm forgiven. It seemed like you don't want this love anymore. I'm acting out in the open, it's hard for you to ignore. But girl, what qualities was I looking for before? Who you settling for? Who better for you than a boy, huh?
I love me.
Little bit of Drake from Time. really just like that tune. And that was called From Time by Drake. One of the things I want to kind of close out with this evening as we get ready to close out is to really just tell you guys, you know that one of the most difficult, challenging things that we will experience is to have a loss of a loved one. And that's difficult. It doesn't matter if it happened yesterday, if it happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago. That's one of the biggest challenges that we'll still have, is that, understanding that, being able to cope with that, to deal with that, and being able to, you know, really, really kind of put ourselves in the position to understand that nothing truly dies, is that it just continues to evolve itself. And I think it's a very good reminder for us to just really be happy that we were able to physically incarnate ourselves here at this particular time. Sometimes we take so much emphasis on those things that have left here, that we miss sort of the message of why we come here. And yes, we can create anything that we want, ways to think about the spirit world, and all those things live there. But it is something very, very different from me picking up an apple and being able to create an apple in the spirit world than having an apple before me and being able to take a bite out of the apple and be able to taste sweetness and really just come in contact with that, the bite of the apple, the chew, the taste, that whole experience is something that only you can do when you're in your physical body. And so that is one of the things that I encourage all of you to do this week as you go on your path and go on your journeys. And many of you, I will be doing one-on-one sessions from around the world. I think I'm going to be doing some readings from brothers and sisters on the continent of Africa and Australia, and I think as well as Japan, coming up this week. So we'll get a chance to dive into this even more deeper, on a deeper level, as we do these readings. So I'll be meeting up with you, but I challenge everybody this week to really begin to live life and to be able to cherish that and to know that you don't have to be your yesterday. You don't have to be that. And no matter where things were, no matter how you felt about them a moment ago, a second ago, you can always choose the higher frequency, the higher vibration, and begin to look through things through your spiritual eyes and be able to see the blessing of why you came here and to recognize that everything is just energy. And as you continue to move through your energy and connect with your soul group and spread your love and share your joy, you know, that is the greatness about being inside this human body. And to be able to feel, because that's a part of the experience too. Sometimes we numb ourselves so much to everything that is going on around us that we miss so much. So, you know, enjoy life, because it is for living. And I certainly had a wonderful time talking with you guys and talking with your ancestors on the other sides and bringing through those messages for you. I would encourage all of you to, during this time of the year, particularly this time of the year, that you mention those ancestors, you mention their names, that you give their acknowledgement, that you still do recognize them. That's one of the most purest ways that you can connect with them and connect with their energy, because they are around you. They're all around us in every single way, and they are wishing the best for you and you accomplishing what your soul has come back here to do and doing it, you know, to the fullest, to the complete fullest. So until then, everybody, I want you guys to have an amazing night. Have a beautiful week as we just embark on this amazing energy, depending on what part of the world you're in and where you're at. And I just thank you guys for sitting in with me. You know, I get to share my world with you guys every Friday, every Sunday, and of course, every single time that we get together and connect in a reading. And that's very special for me. I love you guys. You're a part of my soul group. And, you know, we kind of riding and dying and doing our thing the way we do and doing it in a beautiful way. So I will see you guys in Self-Invested, or I will see you in the readings there. You know how to contact me, questionforblue@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you really, really soon. Share your thoughts about this. Go over to the Remix Radio page on Facebook. I'd love to hear what you think. Don't forget to download, because that's important to do. And we're going to get ready to get out of here. I do have one more song. I'll play that, you guys. I'll play one more. I'll play this. This is a real throwback, but I think you guys will enjoy this. This is a good one.
When I think of home, I think of a resting place. A place where there's peace, quiet, and serenity. And that's where some of my friends have gone. Friends who have traveled with me through my wonderful experience in Oz. A journey I'll never forget. When I think of home, I think of a place where there love overflows. I wish I was home. I wish I was back there with the things I've been knowing. When night makes the tall grass bend and to lean, suddenly the raindrops that fall. It's real to me.
ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Mm-hmm.